Laugh Time on the Don and Mike Show.
We had today maybe a minute 40 seconds pure.
A new record.
Pure heaven.
She's on top of me.
And she reached around and was doing stuff with the beanbag.
She shook the dice.
It came up snake eyes.
Way for to blow on those guys.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
The first time of a beat.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK. Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
That's right.
But turn your radio down. Don't do what you do call. Don't call to play the name game. No calls to rape women. Don't ask when they're coming to your town.
That's right.
And don't call telling jokes.
Happy Valentine's.
My penis is like that of a donkey.
Mr. Lee, it's a
funny man. You can get it. Yeah. Move to your left. Move to your right.
That's
the
right.
Son of my show. The best thing you're going to find.
Get into
the
it.
The son of my show.
Yeah.
On your radio.
What? Get into it.
Call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I have something impressive in my past.
J'ai quelque chose d'impressionnant dans mon slip.
Eggs are for fertilizing, and I'm the manure, baby.
Les œufs sont faits pour être fertilisés. Et je suis leur engrais, bébé.
I'm a starving artist, and I want to eat you.
Je suis un artiste affamé, et je veux te bouffer.
Happy Valentine's Day!
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
I received a Valentine today.
Really?
Postmark, heaven.
Oh, wow.
And it said, lots of love. Hope you enjoyed the $1,800 you won at the church raffle. Signed, your pal, Son of Christ, Bill Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
I'm Rob A. Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show on WJFK, and I want to know, are you ready to help our team do a big win over the Giants today? What do you say, fans?
Hey.
Rob Spiewak.
What do you say, fans?
Bill and I didn't exchange Valentine's. We had an agreement not to exchange anything. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Angular Jaw and all the ships at sea. Hey, they put the VD in Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
We sure do. Hello, Robbie, and hello, everybody. Thank you for listening.
Let's get drunk and screw.
Yeah.
Buvons et tirons un coup.
Right. Well, you know, works better with French. It sure do. Hello, and thank you for listening. Hey, our Valentine is that the show is still syndicated by Westwood One.
Oh, come on.
And our Valentine's Day card from Westwood One, big elaborate card, we opened it up and it said, guess what? You're still not on in Los Angeles.
There you go.
Huh. Love Westwood One.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yeah, right.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Right, Don and Mike's show coming to you by the auspices of Westwood One. It's a new episode on Wednesday. February 14th, and the phone number's same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh, 877-365-3636. That's your hotline to the hits, 877-35-36.
Welcome to my world.
Welcome. Welcome to Saints Valentine's Day.
Won't you come
on? Oh, an exciting day it is.
I Well, we hope there's no massacre here today.
Miracles.
Wasn't there some famous bloodbath, the St. Valentine's Day Massacre?
Right. St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
Monsters.
Right.
I did it in Annapolis. I was a program director. I fired four guys on Valentine's Day.
Well,
leave your cares behind. I wanted to recreate it.
What?
World. I wanted to recreate the massacre.
I only said it because you hit yourself with that. Bill, will you mind? Crap, I stepped on Bill.
I only said what because as you were speaking, you were tapping yourself on the side of the head.
I'm a little loopy. Does it sound weird to you?
Yeah, it sounds like Mike is in my left channel and Don is in my right channel for some reason.
It's weird. It sounds weird.
Well, might be because they reconfigured the studio. I think that Liddy had some girls singing love songs today.
Yes.
So maybe if one of the engineers could come in and give us a hand.
Is there a way that we could get things fixed in here? Because I feel like I'm only speaking in my right ear right now.
You got it, Wendell? He's working on it right now. There he is, everybody.
Wendell dashed in here. Now it sounds a little better.
Actually, I'll tell you something about G. Gordon Liddy.
Okay.
I don't know if this is a sign or what, but Rob Spiewak, as you know, has recently had a baby. Yes. And his wife is here today, and she brought baby Julia in.
Lovely Julia.
It was great to see her, and, you know, I love babies, and Rob's baby, really, no lie, even with Rob as the father.
That's hard to believe.
It's a beautiful baby.
Cute as the Dickens.
And the first thing I wanted to ask is, let me hold the baby. I love holding babies.
Right.
We're standing in the hallway, and I know how to hold the back of the neck from, you know, prior experience, and I'm just rocking her back and forth, and she could not have been cuter. She was smiling. She would, the pacifier would fall out of her mouth, and I'd put it back in, and then she'd suck on her fingers, and she's happy and smiling, and G. Gordon Liddy came around the corner.
That's right.
And I don't know if it was the salmon-colored jacket that he had on today.
Right. Or the mustache, who knows?
Or if she could just sense the inherent evil.
Or the danger.
But as soon as he came up, she started screaming.
Wow. Oh, no.
And I mean, really.
Little Julia.
Really, really screaming.
Oh, my.
But it was a nice moment. Rob, your wife and kids still here?
Maybe.
Yeah, bring them in.
Bring little Julia in here.
Wheeler.
I have not seen them on this visit. That would be great.
Have you met Julia yet?
Oh, yes. Yes, yeah. I have. Lovely baby.
Wheel them in.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a mistake that the Spiewaks are wearing... The Spiewak baby, rather, Julia, is wearing a bib.
A Valentine's Day bib.
It says, Baby's First Valentine's Day.
Baby's First Valentine's Day.
And the reason I think it's a mistake is that it came... That's the gift from Gladys Kravitz.
Well, I suppose... A gift is a gift is a gift.
That's right.
Here you go. Here she is.
The baby is asleep.
Oh, the baby's asleep.
Baby's sleeping?
Well, don't wake the baby up.
We can wake her up. No, they never shake a baby, but, you know, just a little...
No, Rob, don't wake her up. The baby's sleeping. Don't wake her up.
Wake the baby up.
Hi, Carrie.
No.
Hi, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Mikey. Hey, Julia.
Where's the baby?
Right here.
Oh, yeah. That's a neat little thing. What is that little pouch you have?
It fits over the car seat, and it just zips up. It's almost like a coat, but a coat for the car seat.
Oh, that is so cool. And the baby's wearing an outfit that Rob and I picked out at the Super Bowl.
It's adorable, isn't it?
It's a baby Super Bowl suit.
Great.
They actually sell Super Bowl suits that come in little itsy-bitsy baby sizes.
Not surprised.
There she is. She's right under me. Oh, there it is. Yeah.
See?
Yeah. Oh, little Super
Bowl. Look how long her fingers are.
Oh, yeah. She's got daddy's fingers.
She got big feet, too.
They're like 4 inches long.
You know, my favorite part of a little baby is the little ear.
Gorgeous
little ears. Oh, and she does with the binky.
I'm shocked that she's asleep. She should be screaming for hunger right now.
Well, we should bring G. Gordon Liddy in. That'll make her start screaming again.
Yeah, even though she's sound asleep, she would sense the danger.
Yes, she would.
And she'll cry in German. Ach du lieber.
So what kind of a father is Rob, Carrie?
He's pretty good, but, you know, when he said he gets up during the night to help, or at least do the late-night feeding, totally lying.
No. I do sometimes.
That one night.
I have done it. That's all I want to say.
Is it true what I heard that when Rob, I just pass along what he shares with me, that the first night that the baby really technically slept through the night, he was the caretaker?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He was, he was euphoric about that. And I think that's good that he was happy about that.
Yeah, instead of being greeted with, oh, that's great, we've reached a milestone, it was, Rob, I hate you.
But, I got him back the next night by waking him up to tell him that she hadn't woken woken up yet.
Yeah, we would have slept through the night except for the nervous mother.
I don't want to sound like cliche ridden, but is there anything cuter than a baby sound asleep?
Nope, there ain't. There ain't. There's a beautiful Valentine's picture of the Spiewak family. Now, you better get her out of here before the naked guy comes in.
Absolutely. Get the child, Terry. Get the child very far away from here.
Before all the naked girls come in.
You may want to just drive until you're out of our listening area.
And Julia, don't forget, if you can hear me down there, honey, just 17 years and 2 months until you can come on this show.
Watch it. Watch.
And bare your breasts. To win $1,000.
Can I tell a quick story about Rob washing her the other day?
Yes.
Oh, no.
In the corner, and I see there's that fine line where it's a girl and the dad's washing her, and I see a little tap tap, and like he was done washing her little private area. So
Didn't want to come anywhere near there.
No,
well, that's good. Well, that's Carrie, good. That's good. You don't want a dad who takes a lot of time down there.
Yeah, I think perhaps that's a good thing, Carrie.
That's a very good
thing. Yeah, I was very proud of Rob.
I'd be glad that he didn't want to clean her inside and out down there.
Someone give me a bottle brush.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Very good.
Well, there's the baby Spiewak.
He's awfully cute.
There's Mrs. Spiewak. And I'll say this about Carrie,
mm-hmm.
that either Rob has lightened up or you have a beautiful makeup artist, because I cannot see a bruise on her face, Rob.
That's terrific.
She hasn't made any mistakes lately.
She looks so happy. She's such a beautiful actress.
She's given me a few months.
That's wonderful.
Home to walk into another door. Accidents happen. And never in front of the child.
Yes, that's good.
I love you both very much. Happy Valentine's Day, female Spiewak.
Okay, get out of here.
Bye, Carrie.
Bye-bye.
Walk into another door.
Bye-bye.
There you go. Look at him. He's being so sweet. He's getting the door for her and everything. Now he's pushing her out. I wonder how he's going to shut the door.
He's really pushing her out.
Now he's walking out into the hallway.
He's funny. How dare you come in? Well, they asked me to. I told you never to come in.
What do you tell that story about me washing a baby?
Tonight.
Bye.
Strangling her, I think.
He's actually strangling her as he pushes her out the door.
He's wiping his hands off. Mission done. Mission accomplished.
Oh, God damn.
Now he breathes a sigh of relief and he comes back into the studio.
Here he comes.
Good job.
He did tell me, this was not a joke today. Serious. We were looking at little baby Julia. Mm-hmm. We were discussing if the eye color was going to change.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He has penetrating blue eyes
really
right now.
Shockingly
right?
Blue.
And Rob said, seriously, he said, my hope is blue eyes, fair skin.
That's right. Just because that's attractive. You know, it's now, nice.
She is
like
fair.
Her old man.
She looks like a fair skinned child.
Yeah,
right.
She'll tan beautifully like me.
That's right. Or you turn into an instant radish.
You just look like a tomato with cheese melted on top. Beautiful baby. She's hot to the touch, but very pretty.
Well, she's a very beautiful Aryan baby, and we could not be happier for you, Rob.
Thank you very much.
You got just what you wanted.
Congratulations, Rob.
Yeah. Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.
Wonderful seeing you, Rob. Nice seeing your baby on Valentine's Day. Now, we do have some bad news about the guest on today's show, the special guest, this wrestler Mankind.
Oh, yeah. Mankind.
And frankly, I'm tired of being stiffed by wrestlers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah.
That all the time that they set up the appearances on the show,
we give them all that exposure.
Well, you know, we talk about them because people like them. You remember we had that crazy lady calling yesterday, wanted to bring her kid down here to meet Mankind. And I mean, even with me at home today, Bart got out his copy of the Mankind book.
A lot of people are into that. I mean, I personally don't give a rat's ass if we get a wrestler in here. But, I mean, when we get him in there, it's always nice. And we had that guy, Diamond Dallas Page. Who was really a wonderful guest. We had a really good time.
And The Undertaker was nice. We've had some nice wrestlers. And Jerry Lawler was okay when he was on the show.
Right.
But this guy, he's, I guess, one of the famous ones. So the book was sitting out today. And Bart said, Dad, would you please get this autograph? So, you know, it's a big deal. And we were going to have him on right at the beginning of the show before we start the Valentine's Day blind date. And about 12 noon, I get a call from Chuck Broyhill.
Mm.
And he says, click, grunt.
Mm-hmm.
Mankind can't come by.
Oof.
He's sick.
Oh, dear.
I said, really? He's sick. Well, what about a phoner? And he said, no, he can't do a phoner. He'll be on an airplane when the show's on the air. I said, really? He's that sick. Well, how about if we tape a phoner with him? Because my thought was that we'd have, since neither you nor I was here at the time,
right?
Rob was here. This was like going on 1 o'clock. And I said, have Rob tape an interview with a guy. And the question would be, hello, Mr. Kind. This is Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show. Here's a series of questions for you.
Tell us about your illness that keeps you from the Don and Mike show today.
Right.
How long have you had this illness? Tell us, what medications are you on for this illness?
All about his illness.
Yes, can you tell us about the symptoms of this mystery illness? Will you be hospitalized anytime soon? I mean, we had a list of, like, 15 questions, but the dickweed wouldn't do the interview.
Well, is this the guy we're talking about here? The guy that's dressed up as the Texas Chainsaw Massacre
guy? Yeah, the guy on your screensaver today, right. That's
so you don't even see the guy's face.
Well, no, you would have seen his face if he had come in today. That's his wrestling outfit.
Does he ever show his face on TV? Or does he wear that mask every time he's on TV?
When he wrestles, I think he wears the mask. I know on the cover of the book he's wearing the mask. So, sorry about that. I don't know what to tell you. Except to say Mankind is a big pussy, because apparently he's got some kind of flu, and he had to get on the plane and leave town.
I'd like to point out that not the last time, but the time before that, that legendary actor Buddy Ebsen was on the show. He had a horrible cold the day he came in, and he was like 88 when he came in, and he had a terrible cold, and he still came in.
And then for the record, when Buddy Ebsen was on the show last week, he was dead.
Yes, and he still was on the show.
Here. Still made the show.
I mean, you heard him. I did too.
Hey, where was... Charlie, would you enter, please, for a second and sign in and tell us about your conversation with Mankind's publicist? Oh, is that Charlie right there?
Oh.
You think so? Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Hey, here he is. Look at that. Mastered the telephone. Tell us about your conversation with Mankind's publicist.
Not good.
Not good.
Mankind publicist, bad.
So,
went bad.
They were on the airplane, right?
No, they were in a limo leaving something they had just done at a local TV station.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Another question I asked her was, if he was sick and had to wrestle tonight, would he just go home and not wrestle? Oh, he's not feeling well. He's not going to be able to do it. I'm really sorry. I said, sorry doesn't put him on the air.
Hey, tell everybody about the conversation on the airplane, though, when he was sitting right next to her.
Oh, no, that was also in the back of the car.
Oh, that was still in the car?
Yeah, I was explaining to her that we weren't going to have him on. I wanted no more wrestlers and all of this stuff. And I hear him in the background saying, why isn't he telling this stuff to me? And I explained to her that if he and I were having that conversation, it wouldn't be very constructive, and he would just be yelling at me, and I would be yelling at him.
He's such a tough guy.
Yeah.
Mankind.
Big deal.
I know.
Big deal.
You know, just a lot of people were looking forward to it. And
I know.
There were people who wanted to come down and get autographs.
I know.
Yeah. I know. Well, tough for them.
Yeah.
April Fool's Day early.
Absolutely.
But, you know, we counted on it, and for the record, your hero, Mankind, is a giant pussy. Did they ever tell you exactly what he's sick with?
Nope, and I never asked.
Yeah, the bottom line, he didn't feel like doing it.
Right.
That's what it sounds like to me, especially if he did a TV interview. He didn't feel like doing it.
Right.
Right.
Okay, yeah, F him. All right, thank you, Charlie.
Welcome.
Okay, one more thing. Have we gotten a hold of Mr. Perfect yet?
Mr. Perfect is in the building.
Ah, beautiful. And how many girls are here thus far?
So far, I believe there are six. Maybe five Mrs. Perfects.
Then we are going to be able to start this contest very soon.
Wonderful.
Excellent.
Good news.
That's a good sign. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello. So listen, so no wrestler, but everything else will happen today. The blind date will happen.
Well, the wrestler was just a tiny little part of today's festivities.
Okay, keep doing it like saying.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
How are you?
We're doing great, thank you.
I was calling in to say Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Same to you.
Thank you. I wanted to talk.
Wait a minute. Stacy's all upset. Why is Stacy all upset?
Oh, Stacy works here. Is it probably because it's her account?
Big wrestling fan she is.
She's yelling. She was yelling.
Well, come in and yell then, Stacy. So, hey, Jennifer, hold on a second.
Okay, I will.
One of the girls that works here wants to come in.
Are you mad at the rest? You're not mad at us, are you?
Who are you mad at, baby?
No, baby, I'm not mad at you guys.
I didn't think so. She never gets mad at us.
Who are you mad at?
I'm not mad at anybody. I'm not hating on nobody today.
What were you yelling about?
No, I'm saying Mick is coming.
Mankind is coming?
Mankind is coming. Cactus Jack is coming. He's coming right now.
What do you mean he's coming right now?
He's coming in a car. They're bringing him. I've talked to his people.
Oh, no.
Well, we can't have him in here now. We just called him a giant pussy.
No, you called him a pussy. I didn't call him anything.
No, we called him a pussy.
No, you called him a pussy. Run the tape back. I just said I don't give a rat's ass.
You know what? Your voices are very valuable. You don't want to be exposed to germs.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what? No. Well, you know what? We could interview him from the lobby like we did that time with Bananarama.
Exactly. Because now he'll kill us.
Yeah.
He'll kill both of us after we said that about him.
He's not hating, really.
Well, wait. Why the turnaround?
It's cool, dude. It's cool.
Hold on. Then why did his publicist call Charlie and say he's sick, he can't do it, and they were at the airport getting on an airplane?
He was at the airport. He was getting on an airplane. The flight ended up being canceled, and he was sitting there, and they took him back to the hotel. This is the honest to God's truth. They took him back to the hotel, and he figured, well, why? If I'm sitting here, I should have been doing something. And I'm like, let's not. I don't want to get you guys pissed off, and I don't want to miss any opportunity I could have, maybe another, whether it be a wrestler or a basketball player or a hockey player on. I don't want to piss off Don and Mike. I don't want to piss off Charlie. Stop this white-on-white crime. All right? Stop the hate.
All right, baby.
You're the greatest. All right, Valentine's Day.
All right, what time will he be here, bud?
He'll be here. I told him if I have to go get him, but he's coming. They're driving him right now as we speak.
Right now?
Right now.
Would they have necessarily heard the beginning part of the program?
Well, I told them, yeah.
Well, you know what, Mike? I will stand by my statement.
I don't want to see you get that Andy Kaufman treatment.
He was booked as a guest on this show. He canceled his appearance on the show.
Right.
You know, I'm within my rights to say, well, you're too sick to come on this show, Mr. Mankind. Hey, come on in.
Yeah.
Come on in. Bash a chair over my head.
All right.
Show me that you're not sick.
Is he going to wear his mask when he comes in here?
I don't know. I don't care as long as he gets his behind in here.
All right. Thank you, Stacey.
All right.
Love the new hairdo.
You like it?
Love it.
It's beautiful.
Absolutely.
Am I coming down? Am I, you liking? Are you sure?
Yeah, no, you look very hot.
Yeah, you're looking great lately.
Very hot. Absolutely.
Guilty as charged.
Get out of here.
Bye-bye.
Stacey Bridges. You might remember her from the paintball battle.
Stacey, I like to say to all the sales guys and our sales staff, you're a bunch of faggots. You're faggots, a bunch of pussies.
Anyone in particular?
Must I name names? Yeah. You know who you are.
Name the old guys by name because we don't know their names.
I'm gonna call you Alan, you're a pussy. Steve, pussy.
There you go.
Goldstein, Johnson, pussy.
Isn't there a Pat?
Ivan, pussy. Pat, an old pussy. John, forget about it. You suck. Faggot, you're pussy. All of you.
Paul Gorgie.
He's a handsome, stunning faggot.
There she is. That was Stacey.
Stacey, very, very kind to this program.
Yeah.
We sure do love her.
All right, well, if he's going to come by, you know, as long as he apologizes for being late, it's fine with me. Come on by.
Yes, he was scheduled to be here right at the beginning of the show.
Yeah. We'll talk to you, Mr. Rassler. Now, back to the girl, Jennifer.
Yes, hi.
Hi there.
I feel real bad the wrestler's not showing up till later.
Well, that's all right, honey.
So, anyway, I was calling because I wanted to tell you that I'm very impressed with the roll the die terminology.
The what?
The roll the dice.
What Frida did to me, yes.
Yeah. So I was saying that I my Valentine's Day present would be I'll come roll the die for you, Don, and Buzz.
Well, you could. Well, listen. You really. I mean, we're married. I don't know how our wives would feel if you came down and rolled our dice. Do you know what roll the dice means?
Yeah, I think I got it. And I was very impressed with terminology. I thought it was great, so I thought I'd call in.
Well, no. You understand that it's not something you would do to yourself.
No, I would do to you guys.
Oh, we couldn't have that.
No, we couldn't have that. We'd all be divorced tomorrow.
That would be very, very difficult.
What about the perfect man?
Well, you know, I suppose if you wanted to come down and compete in the competition,
yeah, you might be able to roll his day. Well, listen, whatever happens on the date tonight, like Chuck Woolery used to say, whatever happens on the day.
Do we have room for a last second entry for our ladies?
Sure, if you'd like to come down.
Hold on. I'm a little far away.
Wait, she's calling from Portland.
Oh, come on.
Get out of here.
Goodbye, Jennifer.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Goodbye. See you later.
I am so tired of being disappointed.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, y'all got it all wrong. McFoley is retired now.
Who's this, Mankind you're talking about?
Yeah.
So he's not a wrestler anymore.
Well, he comes on a show to every once in a while. Vince McMahon had like fired him on one of the episodes, so I'm sure he'll pop back on there. But he doesn't wrestle anymore.
What is he to announce now?
He was the commissioner, and then Vince McMahon and them had tricked him, and got him fired. Yeah,
the intricate plot lines of wrestling.
Right.
I know that.
They're tougher to follow than the storyline on One Life to Live.
Does he wear his mask now when he's doing all that stuff?
No, he doesn't wear his mask now.
How's his brother Matt?
Huh?
Matt Foley, who lives in a van down by the river.
All right, but you're a fan of this guy, right?
I'm a fan of WWF, period.
Can I get something clear here? What? Where's the guy's name? Is the guy's name Mankind, or is it Mick Foley?
His name is Mick Foley.
His wrestling name, though, is Mankind.
Right. He's got three names.
He wrote a best-selling book, and on the cover it says, By Mankind.
That's his character. His character is Mankind. His other character is Cactus Jack, and his other character is Dude Love.
Well, you would think with three personalities, one of the personalities would be able to be here on time for the interview today.
Hey, it's Valentine's Day. I hope we get Dude Love.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
See you later.
Peace out.
Bye-bye. Peace. Peace out. Goodbye.
All right. So he's coming by. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Just turned 18, so I figured I'd call you.
Hey, way to go.
Well,
discipline yourself. Welcome to the adult world.
Hello there.
It's great being in the adult world.
It sure is. What state are you calling from?
Maryland.
Ah, I was going to say you could celebrate by getting drunk and listening to the show, but I'm sorry.
Right.
The smell of alcohol makes me sick.
Well, that's good. You should probably stay away from the stuff.
Yeah. You'll grow out of that.
Hey, I tell you, I'll give you the real, real name of Mick Foley. Michael Francis Foley.
All right, thank you.
So throw that in his face.
Oh, yeah, I'll throw that right in his face as soon as he gets it.
Keep up the good work, guys.
All right, thank you for the call.
Bye-bye.
It's going to get bloody in here today.
See, people are nutty about the Mankind.
They're crazy about the wrestlers.
They love the wrestlers. Mm-hmm. All right, but, you know, I mean, we do have a show to bring you today.
Naked people.
I mean, we've got the blind date show, so Mankind, when he gets here, we'll squeeze him in.
Mankind.
Now, we gotta do the situation for the studio. Oh, there you go.
There's our music.
Yeah. We gotta get the all the logistics set up.
Welcome, everyone.
Here's how I think we're gonna do this. We'll bring the dude in, Mr. Perfect, and he'll just be sitting naked right there on microphone number 4 in the chair.
Okay.
Blindfolded. Then, before each girl comes in, Lisa will take Mr. Perfect out of the room and bring him into production room and put headphones on and make him listen to music so he can't hear the show.
And then lead him back in blindfolded.
Yeah.
He'll basically, in effect, be paraded in front of each girl.
Yes. In the meantime, while he's out of the studio, we'll bring each female contestant in.
Right.
Buzz will describe her to a T.
Excellent.
And then the guy, Mr. Perfect, won't know anything about the topless girls who are in here competing for the blind date.
And then Mr. Perfect will be led back in, and the interview process will begin, and he will pick his dream date based on their wonderful conversation.
Now, listen, we have not supplied Mr. Perfect with any questions.
Ah.
What we're going to do is allow him to ask each girl 10 questions.
Excellent.
And, you know, based on, I mean, we may have to help him if the questions are lame, but pretty much it's an interview process to find out which girl he's going out with tonight, because as soon as he picks the blind date,
right,
they're putting the clothes on, and the limo's here, and they're off to the Palm restaurant tonight for a wonderful Valentine's Day meal with the best table in the Palm. Our thanks very much to Tommy Giacomo, down at the Palm restaurant. They're going to have a power table tonight, and that was a tough table to get on Valentine's Day.
That is for sure. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So I think that's the plan, that we'll have the guy sit there.
Now, for the 10 questions, this gives the other girls a slight advantage. The girl to go last, if they're listening, they would have a distinct advantage hearing if it's the same 10 questions.
Well, you know what, then? The girls should probably be sequestered also where they can't hear.
I think that's a good idea. They do that, like in the Miss USA pageant.
Yeah, we should keep all the girls in the dream in the green room. Today, we've gone to the dream room.
Oh, yeah.
The dreamy room. We'll leave all the girls alone so that no one can hear what each other says.
Very good.
And the deal with the girls is they're coming in and they're going to be topless. Some of them will be nude. Mr. Perfect will be nude. And we are going to offer up the option for these girls to have their pictures taken. At very least, headshots of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what I discovered? That our radio station... Have you ever been to WJFK.com?
No, I have not. I've never had the pleasure.
Well, I stumbled on it today. I didn't even realize this radio station had a website.
I didn't know it existed.
It sucks. It's the worst. It's got nothing about any of the shows on this station.
Well, I would assume Jim McClure has a lot to do with it.
I think he's the webmaster.
Of course he is.
All it's got is like... job fairs and junk like that.
There you go. So we need some entertainment value.
And, you know, we have no official website for the show. There's a bunch of unofficial sites.
Right.
So I think what we'll do is get pictures of all the contestants.
That's good.
And if the girls will allow themselves to be photographed topless, that's fine. If not, it'll just be, from the shoulders up. So at least you could log on to WJFK.com and you can see pictures of all of the contestants.
I think that's great.
In the game today.
I think that website's going to have a few hits today.
Are you on the site right now, Father Time?
It says that that website cannot be found. Is that the correct address, the correct URL?
It might be, try WJFKFM.com.
Just try that one instead. That address couldn't be found either.
Try 1067WJFK.com.
All right.
Because I was on it this morning, I can't remember. I accidentally went to the one for the Baltimore station.
Yes. How's that one?
WJFK. Beautiful site.
Nude pictures of Stan the Fan?
I mean, listen, it's really well done.
Really?
It's really nice. I mean, it's all junked up with Raven stuff.
Right.
But it's nice with, like, logos that spin around, and it has our picture on the site.
You got it, Buzz?
Yes, have it now.
It's all about the job fair. You're
right.
What
is the address?
It's 1067WJFK.com.
Very good. And like I say, it's got nothing to do with the number one radio station in Washington, D.C., which is WJFK. It's all about
boring,
crappy job fair stuff.
Holy boo.
But listen, officially the station has a website, so that's where we're going to put the pictures.
Fantastic.
Of the contestants today. And hopefully we'll be able to get those pictures on tonight so you can see them immediately.
Well, that's good. I didn't know we had one, and now we can use it to our advantage.
Right. Who knew we had a website?
Who knew?
And what a waste of a website it is.
Yeah.
Read some of the crap they got on there, Buzz.
The first thing it says, WJFK High-Tech Virtual Job Fair. And then it lists Boeing and Dakota Imaging and a lot of other stuff that has nothing to do with sparkly showbiz. Yeah, of course, we're doing stuff for other people, which is what this station does. We're helping other clients.
It's just a way to whore out more clients.
Yeah, don't entertain people that listen to the show. Just take care of clients. Sales tool.
I'm sure they say, listen, if you buy a schedule, we'll put something about your company
right
on the station's website.
It's time to start entertaining, ladies and gentlemen.
Do they have a counter on the bottom to tell you how many people have logged onto the site?
No.
I would bet it was like I had to be maybe the third person in the history of the world to go to WJFK.com today.
No, it's a one-pager, and there's nothing like that. There's nothing else but the job listings. That's it.
That's it?
That's the whole thing, and a couple of ads.
Can you get into the shows that are on it? I mean, can you?
No.
No links?
No, there's no
listing of any other shows on this day.
Astonishing. Astonishing. Hey, you know what's great? You discovered it. We've discovered something else. Someone's going to have to really work now.
Yeah, so I'm sure that we can get these pictures and get a link up. And you just say, you know, click here for pictures of the Don and Mike Blind Date Show.
Yay. Absolutely.
So that will be a beautiful, beautiful experience. Join us for a lovely, lovely internet experience.
Beautiful weekend.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hey.
Don, you're on the air. All right, I know it's tough. Thank you, though. Thanks for the call. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah.
Don.
What?
I was wondering if you could tell us that story about Frida again. I'm really smoked for Frida.
There have been lots of guys hot for my wife recently. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm wondering about this guy, though. This is frightening. I don't know what he's up to. Why are you talking like that?
Tell me the beanbag story.
I know what you do. He's doing the
He's revved up.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Tell me the beanbag story.
Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Happy Valentine's Day, Buzz.
Jorge, happy Valentine's Day.
I want to roll your dice, Buzzy.
I know you do, man. Everybody wants to roll the dice today.
I don't think so, Jorge.
Don is in your left channel, and Mike is in your right channel.
Uh-huh.
I am in your love channel.
Oh, that's what I was afraid of.
I'm on my couch, Buzz.
You stay there, Jorge.
I'm horizontal, Buzzy. Oh,
you behave yourself.
All right, goodbye.
I'm thinking of you. Clamming.
Clamming. All right, goodbye, Jorge.
Boom, man.
Happy Valentine's, Buzz.
Happy Valentine's, Jorge.
See you later.
No, you won't.
I got the Andrew Blake tape ready.
All right, goodbye, Jorge.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. They just did a quick check on this WJFK FM domain site, 1067WJFK.
Uh-huh.
Guess who's in charge of the website?
Jim McClure.
No. Think dumber.
Dumber than Jim McClure.
Yeah.
I can't think of anyone dumber than Jim McClure that works here.
Used to work here.
Used to work here and now still controls the website?
Yeah.
Jeremy Coleman.
Bingo.
That was easy. Good hint.
That's right. Huh. Billing contact, Jeremy Coleman.
Jesus.
So he's the guy in charge of the website that has absolutely nothing about the radio station on it.
And I'm sure he spends a lot of time thinking about it.
Well, we'll be the first guys to contribute some actual pictures to WJFK-FM.
That's good. To contribute. I like that.
Contribute. Let's say contribute.
Contribute.
I would like to contribute to the Jerry Lewis telethon.
I do that a lot. That word, I say
my
the same
name
way.
Is Billy Cleary. Hello, I would like to contribute.
Contribute. I don't know why. I say the same thing occasionally. I don't know why that word does that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, I wanted to ask you, did Frieda get any Valentine's emails from the guy that was emailing her about 2 years ago?
Oh, you mean that old boyfriend or not even
yeah.
Your boyfriend? No, no, that guy doesn't email her anymore.
You got rid of him, huh?
I put a stop to that.
Okay.
I'm a protective lover.
There you go.
I went to his house and I urinated all over. Well, first thing I did was urinate all over my wife.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And then I brought my wife to the guy's house and I said, look, you smell that?
Right.
She's mine.
So now if he gets in with like 300 yards of your house, he goes, oh,
yeah.
Not again.
Yeah, no, we haven't heard from that guy in years.
There'll be big trouble because then you guys will have to like stand up on a mountain and then run at each other and butt each other's heads.
You're sure it wasn't the same guy that asked you for the tickets last week?
Asked me for the tickets for what?
He's tying in. He's tying in.
Oh, the gay
Stevie V.
Oh, no, Stevie V. I thought he was talking about the gay dancing episode.
No.
No, it was not Stevie V. Trust me, it's not Stevie V.
Okay, guys.
All right.
See you later.
Thank you, my friend.
Okay, guys.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right, pal. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, have you guys visited a website, KRUD.com?
What is it?
It's two guys that they have a bunch of bits that you can play back on it.
Oh, what is it? Some radio station site?
No. No, it's not a radio station.
What is it?
I really don't know. Just they got a bunch of cartoons and stuff there.
It's nice. You know what? I love it when a guy goes, no, and if, well, I don't know.
Well, what is it?
You know, I don't know. I mean, it's like
have you been to the website?
I've been there. It's got stuff like it's got a bunch of bits from other radio stations, but they don't get the call letters. And then it's got like cartoons that says if you're in radio, you'll definitely understand what the cartoons say.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Please, go to FU.com. And ladies and gentlemen, joining us, the actual St. Valentine himself, right now on the telephone.
Hello, St. Valentine.
Happy Valentine's Day, Don and Mike. How you doing?
We're fine, St. Valentine.
You know, I have my geico on and my bow.
Oh, really? How are you shooting your arrows?
I'm hoping.
I get it. Because Dennis only has one hand.
That's right.
I can still do it. I can hold the bow with my light arm and
guide it with my left hand.
With my left hand.
He could balance the arrow
right
on his stump. I mean, the actual bow.
I'd bet my bottom dollar here that Dennis has probably shot a bow and arrow before, haven't you?
I tried, yes.
All right, were you successful?
I didn't hit my target, but I shot.
I knew it. That's the way Dennis is. Dennis does everything.
But can I plug my Iowa radio show this coming Saturday night?
Of course. Go ahead, St. Valentine.
Okay. Hey, Don, Mike, what are you going to do Saturday night?
Dennis, just plug.
Okay. I'm going to be on KCJJ AM from 7 p.m. to midnight Central Time to my love show.
Nobody can plug like you can, Dennis.
And what I'll be doing is taking dedications and all that good stuff, and hopefully, who knows, I might have a date out of this.
Hey, listen, there's another person who loves love on the other line. Let me conference you together now.
Don't conference me to him.
Hello.
Hello there. Oh, Jesus.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have the game. We have the gangster of love with St. Valentine. You guys, take it away. It's your show now.
Go ahead.
Hey, Monica, how you doing?
I'm going fine. How you doing, Mr. Murphy?
Doing good. So what are you up to today?
Nothing. I'm playing solitaire on my computer and listening to the show.
Oh, you're being very productive today, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
So what are you doing this weekend, Tom?
I do not know what I'm doing this weekend.
What?
I got some candies for my girls over at work.
Oh, you have the
cards.
You're listening to a very tardy Christmas.
And one.
I don't mean tardy like late.
Very tardy
Sarah,
Valentine's Day.
Yeah. When I say Christmas, I'm sorry.
And one's gonna be for Rachel.
Oh, okay. So what are you gonna do there?
I'll be doing my DJ at WEBR.
Oh, okay.
And
welcome to Valentards.
I know you're gonna be doing this weekend. You're going to do your show in where at?
Iowa City.
Iowa City?
Yeah.
I'd like to know if I can come down here and help you out.
Well, if you can get a flight, yeah. But Iowa City, come on by.
So, Dennis, you are extending the olive branch to Tom to make it a two-man show?
If he can get his own flight to Iowa City.
How much is it?
Well, maximum it'll probably cost you $1,200.
I read,
Would Dennis, you pick him up? Would you pick him up at the airport, Dennis?
Oh, well, yeah, the limo will, yes.
The limo?
Yeah.
So, Tom, if you can come up with airfare to Iowa,
yeah,
you can be on Dennis's radio show this weekend on KCJJ.
Oh, KCJJ?
Yeah.
Is that
where that girl works at?
What girl?
That one has her own, she's her own boss?
I don't know what you're talking about, Tom.
There's a radio station at what's her name? It does.
Oh God! I've got a headache.
I can't deal with Tom. I can't deal with Tom.
I am getting a headache. I really am. I'm getting.
Tom,
I'm getting
roar, Tom, roar!
All right, thank you. Goodbye, gangster of love.
What?
That's goodbye, gangster of love, Tom.
I know, gangster lover.
All right, happy Valentine's Day, Tom.
Happy Valentine's, guys.
All right, bye.
Hey, guys, go out to the website and go buy some T-shirts at TomGavin.com.
Oh, good. All right. Now, Dennis, listen, don't begrudge him the chance to plug his website.
No. Hey, congratulations to him. He's sold 20 shirts already.
Right. How many shirts have you sold, Tom?
I sold 10.
Oh, because of 20.
No, it's 10 so far.
Okay, that's good.
Because I got orders, too.
All right.
Yeah.
Two internet businesmen right here.
Have you tried your old shirts on yet, Don?
Yeah, they're great, Tom.
Yeah. All right, bye.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey, Tommy.
Bye, Tom. Bye, Tom.
Bye.
Bye.
Mike, before I go,
what?
You can call me at 319-358-1630 for the missing
move. Okay.
Can you hear me, Coca-Cola?
All right, goodbye.
Bye, Dennis.
Wow. Bye.
Okay, Mike.
Sorry. I hope all the listeners call you.
Okay.
Goodbye, Dennis.
Okay, Don. Have a Mr. Perfect show.
Just go.
We will.
Who? You. Go. They're done.
Who's
that? Okay. Charlie Broyhill.
Bye.
Charlie Broyhill getting very frustrated. Charlie Broyhill probably couldn't stand that segment more than anyone else.
He's a gangster of brevity.
He was hating.
Okay. All right, thank you guys, both of you. Hey, you know, Rob, something wrong with these car machines. They're misfiring. Number 5 misfired, number 1 misfired. Well, I finally got it hooked up. All right. Listen, toe tapping, touch toes right there. And then we're going to start the blind date contest.
All right.
But we'll get today's show going with a caller number 100 and a prize package selected especially for you and a chance to win $500 with the secret song. Call Lisa right now. She's standing by. She's sober. Phone number is 877-365-3636.
Number 1, Arbitron Radio, The Don and Mike Show.
Any help to you? I think you did the right thing.
Really? You're not just saying that.
No, I mean it. Really. But you two didn't get along. You said it yourself. All you ever did was fight.
You're right. Thank you. That's all we ever did. I'm telling you, we fought and fought, and then we had great sex.
Lesson 4. Romantic Notions. When I masturbate, I think of you.
Quand je me masturbe, je pense à vous. Quand je me masturbe, je pense à vous.
The guaranteed cure from the Don and Mike Show.
Right, hold on, we'll just join us. I want to make sure we do that out of every break, though. Run some Valentine's message with a translation from English to French.
In French, the ultimate romance language.
Right. Time now for call number 100. There we go. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hi.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
Matt.
Pardon me?
Caller 100?
Right. There you go. What's your name? What's your name?
Matt.
Matt, and where are you from, Matt?
Concord.
Beautiful. Matt, just in time for Valentine's Day, you won the lobster.
The lobster. It could be lump crab meat.
You won the lobster gram delivery of two Maine lobsters from Lobstergram. Go to livelob.com for a complete description of Lobstergram deliveries available.
Great.
Great gourmet gifts for everyone. I think you'll be happy. I don't know you well, but I imagine that you'll be happy to know you can eat these with your hands.
Yeah.
Yay!
Great.
All right, now you're going to go for $500 secret song number 6, a number one song from the 1970s. We need the title and artist, please, and you'll win $500, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Please don't answer till Mike sings like
Jack Jones.
All right! And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this secret song.
I just noodled it through.
Yep.
I think we might have some Love Boat happening today, huh?
Well, now you've spoiled it.
I'm sorry. I just noodled it like a riddle. Money, we're giving away his courtesy of Main Street Title.
The Love Boat!
Yeah!
Yes!
Yeah!
Yes!
Yeah! Sorry, you gave me a riddle.
Yes.
I was thinking Jack Jones.
What else could it possibly be?
It finally came to me.
I don't know any other Jack Jones hits.
For $500, give us a title and artist, please.
Steve Miller Band, Jungle Love.
Good. Good guess.
Oh,
weird stuff. Keep killing me.
All right. Okay, keep killing me. Thank you, my friend. Thank you for listening. And don't forget that every guest...
It's a clue for you.
A clue for you. Okay, well, let's get the party started.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Let's get it started.
Let me get my jacket off this chair.
And let's bring in Mr. Perfect, who we selected on yesterday's show.
Very good.
As we said time and time again, we're not homos, but girls, you should know.
Is he going to be naked right now?
I don't know. He's a good-looking guy.
He doesn't have to be naked when we're talking to him, right?
I don't know. Lisa may have already undressed him.
Nope. He's got his clothes on.
He's got his clothes on. Come on in, sir.
Come on in, Mr. Perfect.
How you doing, Mr. Perfect?
Hi.
Doing perfect, thank you.
Hi.
Nervous?
A little bit.
A little nervous.
There's nothing to be nervous about. I see you dressed up a little bit today.
Well, he's going on a date tonight.
What's that?
Can you speak into the microphone?
Yes, I can.
Mike?
You know, the mics are crapping out on us now.
Something is really kinky in this studio.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the microphones are worse than I've ever heard them.
Well, now they seem to be coming back a little bit.
Good.
Slightly. Okay, I'm sorry. We have a problem hearing you due to the technical problems in here. You're dressed up because of your date tonight?
That's correct.
That's correct.
That's good.
Look at him. Now, when you went home last night, talked to some of your friends, did you let them know you're Mr. Perfect?
No, actually, I minimized the talking. I got a phone call today from some employees where I used to work. I used to be in the military, and some people called me from the command and said, "Hey, we heard you on the Don and Mike show." I tried to keep that to a minimum, but now their ears are all pressed to the radio.
Well, it's good to have support out there.
Yeah. So
especially when you're doing something like you're going to do today.
They know that you're Mr. Perfect, and that tonight you'll be going on a dream date. We'll have a limo ready for you at the end of the show.
That's great.
That will take you and the girl that you pick directly to the Palm restaurant. Where everything's on us tonight.
Super.
So you're going to have to use your very best judgment, and, you know, the woman you pick will be the woman that has the best rapport with you, because, of course, you will be blindfolded. You'll take all that superficial crap out of the equation.
That's what matters. Good.
Now, we've not met the women, but we've seen the women coming down the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you this, that there are a variety of women here today.
And that's exactly what we wanted. We wanted a nice variety of women.
Okay.
All right.
So get out of here.
Actually, I have a question.
Yes.
I have a list of questions.
Okay, that's good.
Can I keep this with me? Is that?
Yeah, but you won't be able to read it. If you like, you can. Well, give me the list, and I'll give you hints about what your questions are.
Okay, it's kind of scribbled, so.
Okay,
all right.
But no, there's no way that you could look at this list.
Oh, because of the blindfold.
Because of the blindfold.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, he's got good questions.
That's good.
All right, get out of here.
All right.
Go get undressed, please.
Thank you, Mr. Perfect.
Lisa will help you undress.
Very good.
And we'll put you in the blindfold.
That's a job Lisa really hates.
And while Mr. Perfect is being taken out of the room to get undressed, let's meet our very first lovely lady. And Buzz, again, are going to be counting on your skills.
Very good.
As an evaluator of beautiful women.
Wonderful.
To describe the woman to everybody listening. And remember, It's a secret. Oh, we got to wait for her to come from upstairs?
No, she's insisting it. I just thought it was funny. I gave the blindfold, and she said, here, put this on and take your clothes off. It was just an odd exchange.
We're getting started right from the get-go stage.
Now, here we go.
Will the women be able to hear my description of them?
Would you rather they didn't?
I think you'd get a better description if they couldn't
hear. Then we'll ask the girl to come in, and then we'll ask her to step out of the room for a moment.
Very good.
So the buzz can accurately describe the women.
Good. Wonderful.
To everybody listening.
So it'll be in, out. Oh, that's really...
It's going to be in and out all day.
Absolutely. Well, it's Valentine's Day.
Well, right. Couldn't we turn down Buzz in here, like on the speaker? I mean, if Buzz is over there and they don't have headphones on and we don't have that monitor in the
background. Maybe Rob could just take the girl to the back of the studio and talk to her, and Buzz could whisper.
Hey, Rob,
we'll
test this out. Buzz, in a nice whispery voice right now, give a description of Rob Spiewak. And Rob, you tell us if you can hear him.
Go ahead, stand at the back of the room, all the way back there, Rob.
Our first imaginary contestant is Dolores Spiewak.
Yeah.
Can you hear that?
The headphones are too loud.
Yeah, the headphones are too loud.
And we're never turning those down.
Nuh-uh. Can't do that.
What's that?
You're going to have to.
All right, say we turn them down like this.
I can't do the show without my headphones turned up loud.
Be a pro.
I can't. I'm not a pro.
Just if it was like for him describing.
It's a pain in the ass. My thing for my headphones is all the way back behind me here. Come on, guys. Please.
What's that? What are you saying, Rob?
I was going to say, what if we did some, like, put her listening to some music briefly with headphones on? That way she'd be hearing music and not what Buzz is saying.
Yeah, if we had, like, a...
Almost like an isolation booth.
If she came walking in and she had, like, a headset on and she just stood there for a second, and then when we say, okay, take it off, then we're all set.
Do we do that?
Idea, yeah.
Do we have a Walkman or something
that
she could put on?
I don't know if we do it really. Even a pair of dead headphones, not plugged
in. Why would I know that, Mike?
Yeah, hold on. Buzz had it. Yeah. How about just a pair of, Rob, get my old headphones, the ones that just broke.
Okay.
If she put those on her head,
right,
then she wouldn't be able to hear anything.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, she just puts a pair of headphones on and she can just hear us. And we'll do a test on it again.
I realize that these are details we should have worked out before the show.
Of course. It'll be fine.
But welcome to the show.
Exactly. But why would Charlie Broyhill know that?
Hey, listen, I'm sorry. I've been doing radio for 25 years and my headphones are always this loud.
Well, when you do it for a long time, you know. Oh, now, the microphones are so effed up you can't even get feedback on them today.
All right, now, Rob, just put the headphones on your head.
All right.
And go stand in the back of the room.
All right.
Now, go ahead, Buzz.
Our first imaginary contestant is Dolores Spiewak. She's tall and beautiful.
Can't hear anything?
All right, beautiful.
Excellent. That'll work great.
Problem solved, then.
Good. So those will be her headphones.
So the girls won't have to leave the room.
Are you ready for the angular jaw?
No, I want the girl first.
Oh, the girl first.
Hey, guys, the way we're going to do this, let me make it real clear, okay? The guy has to stay in the back room, then we bring the woman out.
And then the guy will come in and Lisa will lead him into the chair. Yeah, bring the girl first. What are you bringing the dude in for?
You explained that before.
Yeah.
You explained that very clearly.
Then we'd have to give the guy headphones, too, so he couldn't hear, too. Oh, and I see. What we're doing now is we're putting paper up over the windows here in the studio.
Good idea.
So as to keep the privacy.
And our first woman has come in, and now, hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
Hi, what is your first name?
I'm Meredith.
Meredith. Now, let me see. I don't know what to ask you.
Yeah, because basically it's Mr. Perfect's job to do all the interviewing.
Yeah.
You know, to really get the picture of Meredith.
And I don't want to...
You smell good, Meredith.
I don't want to say anything about Meredith's physical appearance. Can we ask what you do for a living? Do you feel comfortable telling us that?
I'm a student at George Mason, and I work at Victoria's Secret.
Oh, nice. Wonderful.
And how old are you?
I'm 21 years old.
Okay, now...
And why did you decide to come down here?
Well, I was really excited about meeting you guys. It seemed like something fun to do. So
wonderful.
I raced to the phone yesterday and called right in. I was... very excited.
That's great. And you haven't seen Mr. Perfect yet.
I haven't. I've heard he's very handsome.
You will not be disappointed in
him.
He's a good-looking guy. Now, what we need you to do is to get to whatever level of undress you're going to be at for the competition.
Okay. Then put on the magic headphones as Buzz gives your description to our listening audience.
No problem.
Very good.
There you go.
Oh, wonderful.
That's... Okay, now she's topless.
Yes, yes, terrific.
She is topless. Now,
Mr. Perfect will not see her. We, of course, will see her.
Are those Victoria's Secret underpants?
They are. Yes.
Lovely.
I picked them especially for you.
That's
wonderful.
Beautiful. Is there any particular style? Could they have a name for that style of underwear?
Yes, our Tanga, our Desire and Stretch Lace Tanga panty.
Wow.
And it's not a string bikini and it's not a thong. It's a little in between the two.
It's terrific. That's
all right. Now, what we need you to do, go stand in the corner with Rob.
Okay.
And put some headphones on.
The magic headphones.
So that you can't hear while Buzz Burbank will now give our audience the update. And what was her name again? Was it a real name?
Meredith.
Meredith. Okay, Buzz, go ahead.
First contestant is 21-year-old Meredith, who is a student at George Mason University and works at Victoria's Secret. She came in wearing a black mini dress that she's not wearing anymore. She has long brown hair, a very cute face, and small but perfect breasts.
And Buzz, if you wouldn't mind.
Yes.
Rate her on a scale of 1 to 10.
For me, I'm going to say 8.
And
a strong 8.
So everybody knows what this girl's all about.
All right.
We've got
a physical description of Meredith. Meredith, you can take the headphones off.
Meredith, step over, please, now. We need you, I guess. How about
Meredith is going to be standing
right here.
And you know what, Rob? We'll still need Meredith in the back as they lead Mr. Perfect in and then move Meredith over to the microphone so that there's no touching.
Yeah, okay, now bring in Mr. Perfect. Hey, you'll be on microphone number 5.
Exactly.
All right, Meredith. Here he comes.
All right, bring in Mr. Perfect.
Now, he'll be naked. Now, remember, Meredith, he can't see you like we can see you.
That's right. Take a good look, though, Meredith.
Here he comes.
All right.
Now, I mean, he's got his underpants on. I mean, I'm not a homo, but the deal was he had to have his wiener on.
He's not in position yet. Maybe he'll take them off.
Moving over to the chair.
All right, Lisa, would you take his underpants off, please? Hey, listen, the deal's a deal's a deal.
That's right. All right, he's got his chair.
Okay, take your underpants there. Okay.
Okay. All right. Now he's completely naked. And have a seat. Have a seat, Mr. Perfect.
Have a seat.
Okay.
Mr. Perfect, we'd like you to say hello. Rob, help Mr. Perfect with his microphone there.
Now, are we able to give Mr. Perfect the name?
We can
give the... Mr. Perfect, say hi to Meredith.
Hi.
We need to have Mr. Perfect's microphone on. There we go.
Right there.
Say hi to Meredith again as we really try to work out all the bugs to make this
Hi there, Meredith.
Hi, Mr. Perfect.
All right, now you have 10 questions.
It's a little chilly.
10 questions for Mr. Perfect. And after we're done with Mr. Perfect, we're going to ask Meredith what she thinks of him.
Very good.
Do you remember your questions?
Yes.
Okay.
You can help me out if I start forgetting some.
All right, you have 10 questions. Go.
Okay, first question. If I were to give you a Tootsie Roll, would you be patient and lick it to get to the center, or would you exhibit impatience and just bite it?
Is that a Tootsie Roll Pop, Mr. Perfect?
Tootsie Roll Pop.
Tootsie Roll Pop.
I'd like
you, Mike,
to take my time and savor every element of the Tootsie Pop. Licking it, caressing it with my tongue, my lips, every aspect of it, until I can get to that center, because that's something I love and I can't wait to get to the center. So
I'm just going to break in for a second. For all those morons that called us yesterday about this contest.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I just want to explain why this contest is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
She's topless.
Right.
He's naked.
And they're having a conversation with one another.
She can see everything he's got going.
Right.
He can't see her at all.
That's right. Good contest, Don.
Really excellent contest.
Good contest, and here it is in practice, and it's finally all come together.
So does everybody now, all the guys who called yesterday, everybody understand the concept here?
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
All right, next question, Mr. Perfect.
Go ahead.
By the way, good answer, Meredith. I liked it. Next question. Do you have siblings?
Yes, I do.
Okay, do they shop at Lane Bryant's by any means?
Okay. Not at all.
Oh, very good. Tricky.
Yeah. Now, is Lane Bryant a big person's store?
Yes.
That's a little shifty there, Mr. Perfect.
Well, you know.
That's a little shifty.
He asked about siblings, though.
Yeah, I know. Still a little hinky.
Still a hot girl, though, could have a big sister.
Yes, that's true. Absolutely. Clever.
Three questions. Your fourth question now.
When you dry off, do you have to wring out your towel?
No.
Good question.
Okay. Do you lick your fingers after you're done eating?
No.
Sixth question.
Help me out here, little Don.
All right. You wanted to ask about the size of the feet.
Oh. What size are your feet?
8.5. 8.5.
Okay.
Seventh question.
If you were to pick an animal that you think you most resemble, what animal would that be?
Probably would be a cute little kitty cat because I'm sweet and lovable, but I can really reach out and get you with my claws, too, and be tough. But I can also be really cuddly.
Well, I was a little nervous. I'm starting to loosen up a little. I like these answers, Mary.
Good.
This is good.
And Mr. Yeah. Perfect, feel free to ad lib if you like it. You know, if the spirit moves you.
Thank you, Mike.
He's got a couple of real good questions here.
Good.
Okay. Go ahead and feed me some then.
All right. You have two more left. Why'd you ask her the one about,
are you on the pill?
Are you on the pill?
Absolutely. No babies needed.
Wow.
You know.
Wow.
Just want to have fun, but no children at this time.
And your last question, if I could select it for you.
Yes, thank you. Do you live with your parents?
No, I
thank
rent.
You, Don.
Parents. I live with
my parents. She's a renter.
Oh. Okay. All right, well, thank you. Now,
thank you, Meredith.
We need Lisa to come take Mr. Perfect out of the room, please.
Very good.
Meredith, if you would step aside for a moment.
No problem.
Yes, as Mr. Perfect is let out of the room.
Okay, get him out of here, honey. There you go.
Bye-bye.
Don't leave him by his penis.
Lisa's hating this job.
Now.
Very good.
Mr. Perfect, now Meredith.
Yeah.
Meredith, what did you think of our Mr. Perfect?
He's very attractive. He seems very well, you know, placed and
You were checking him out. I don't know the exact angle, but were you pretty much staring at his penis the entire time?
Penis the entire time.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Checking out the entire body, stomach, you know, chest.
And you approve?
Yes, very absolutely. Good.
So just for everybody listening and all the girls listening, we didn't pick some fat slob to be Mr. Perfect.
No, he's very nice.
So
very
if he was to come into Victoria's Secret, would he be a guy that you would strike up a conversation
absolutely.
With?
Absolutely. Any guy that comes in, I'm more than happy to strike up a conversation with, but he is definitely one I would.
That's okay. A good first confession.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Nice job, Meredith.
Very nice.
Excellent. Feel free. Excellent.
Get your clothes back on.
Put your clothes back on, and now the waiting game begins.
Yes. How many, hey Charlie, how many girls we got?
There are nine more.
Nine more girls.
A total of 10. Way to go, ladies. Beautiful. You didn't
good
let us
job.
Down.
Beautiful. This is going to be a great show.
Fantastic.
This is going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think let's do one more before a break.
Very good. Yes, please.
Let's do one more girl before a break.
All right. Let's
wheel in the next girl.
Bring her in, and she'll we'll chat with her for a second, and she'll put the magic headphones on. Buzz will give the description.
And don't forget, the girl who wins, who is selected by Mr. Perfect, will go out for a romantic date tonight, and she gets $1,000 also.
That's great.
Wow. And they're going to be at the Palm. Oh, and don't forget to take their pictures. You know, so we get these pictures up on the worthless WJFK website.
Very good. Now, we're waiting on our next contestant following Meredith to...
I believe that the reason that there's a slight delay is that the girls are being kept in the conference room...
Yeah, well, under lock and key.
Under the third floor so that they can't hear anything that happens down here.
Exactly. Because otherwise they'd hear the questions, and that wouldn't be really fair.
And Buzz, be as honest as you can, as always, when describing...
Hello there!
Hey,
hi.
Baby.
Let's give our next contestants a round of applause.
Hey. Hi there, and what... is your name?
My name is Mindy.
Hi, and Mindy, where are you from?
I'm from Vienna, Virginia.
How old are you, honey?
I am 25.
If you don't mind me asking, what do you do for a living?
I'm a mortgage and equity loan counselor for a major credit union.
Way to go, Mindy.
And a redhead to boot.
Oh, yeah.
That's fantastic. And you decided you'd do this listening to the show. What motivated you to come down here, Mindy?
Well, like she said before, I really am anxious to see you guys.
Ah, wonderful. We like that reason. That's terrific.
Well, that was wonderful of you to say.
Thank you.
I think you'll be pleasantly surprised with Mr. Perfect.
Yeah, the Meredith, our first contestant, seemed to really like Mr. Perfect.
So what we're going to ask you to do now is to get into the state that you will be in for the interview process.
Oh, certainly.
All right, very good.
Okay, so...
All right.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right, here we go.
What's she doing?
She's going to take her top off.
Be sure to have her turn around, too.
Yes, because
so
Buzz will
face.
Be giving the description to our listening audience.
You got a plate of Buzz there in the next room because Buzz is getting
the have you seen Mindy? Say hi to Buzz. He's over in the next room right over there.
Hi, Mindy.
There he is.
A little exchange, and now Mindy is taking the top off. And the delightful brassiere.
All right, there you go. Look, she didn't even have to unclasp it.
No, and now the breasts.
There you go.
Are exposed to the world.
Now, if you would stand in front of the microphone for a second, Mindy.
Take a look at Buzz Burbank. He will be describing you to our listening audience.
Hi, Mindy.
And now, Mindy, if you don't mind, we'd like to take a photo, and it can be strictly from the head up or the whole thing.
Right.
You know, your choice.
And now, put the magic headphones on as Buzz Burbank will give the description to our listening audience of lovely, Mindy. Mindy's doing a little campy kind of posing.
All right, you got to go over there now. Rob, put him tightly on her head.
All right, Buzz.
Go ahead, Buzz.
Listen carefully. This was 25-year-old Mindy, our second contestant. She's a loan counselor. She has long, dark red hair, a cute face, and she might be too big for Plumpers magazine.
Anything more, Buzz?
That pretty much covers it, doesn't it?
Come on.
Buzz.
Come on, Buzz.
Come
on. I, Buzz, on a scale of one.
A little more.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to have to say a 2.
A Buzz?
Yes.
Buzz, an estimated weight, please.
Estimated weight, I'm going to say 275, maybe?
Very good.
All right,
excellent. And dimply.
Okay.
All right, thank
very
you,
good.
Buzz.
There you
That's
go.
What we were looking for.
You got it.
Thank you. All right, take the headphones off.
All right, Mindy.
Now, Mindy, hold on. Keep Mindy right there,
yeah,
Robbie.
Keep, you know,
because we're
going
to bring
Mr.
Perfect. Perfect back in the room now.
I think when we do it a fourth or fifth time, everybody will know exactly what to do. I think it'll be it'll be a perfectly well-oiled machine.
We got it working now.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Here comes Mr. Perfect. He's being led back into the studio.
By Lisa.
Lisa's enjoying this work. Aren't you, Lisa?
Yes. I love my job.
There you go.
All right, now, Lisa, help Mr. Perfect with the microphone.
All right.
And Mr. Perfect, we would like you to say hello to Mindy.
Say hi to Mindy, Mr. Perfect.
Hi, Mindy.
Hi, Mr. Perfect.
All right, you have 10 questions for Mindy. Go.
Mindy, what is your favorite food?
Let's see. That has to be ice cream.
Okay. Do you like bonbons?
No, not very much, thank you.
Do you watch Oprah?
No, can't stand talk shows.
That's three questions.
Three questions.
Okay. I'm going to give her the Tootsie Roll question. If I gave you a Tootsie Roll, would you lick on it to get to the center, or would
Tootsie
you...
Tootsie Roll Pop.
Tootsie Roll Pop. Tootsie Roll Pop. I apologize. Would you lick on it to get to the center, or would you bite it?
I would have to bite it. I'm a little like that.
Mm-hmm. Ouch. Okay. And, Don, some more questions, please.
All right. And make sure he's not peeking. Will you, Ralph? Or Lisa?
Yeah. The only thing I can see is my tea bag right now. I can't really see a whole lot.
All right. Okay. Let me see. You were going to... You could ask her about her feet.
What size feet do you have?
I think about a 9.
Okay.
Okay. You also asked the other girl about licking the fingers after eating?
That's... You lick your fingers when you're done eating your dinner.
Well, it depends on what I'm eating.
Oh, very nice.
Okay.
Now you asked the other girl.
The animal. I'll ask her that one.
Okay.
If you had to pick an animal that you think you most resemble or like, what animal would that be? And why?
Probably a bear. Because I just like bears. They're just, you know, they're family-oriented, but they're fierce at the same time.
Oh, that was the second one that was, like, fierce and family-oriented.
Yes. Yeah, you did ask the other girl about the P-I-L-L. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Are you on the pill?
No, I can't have children. Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, all right. That
bonus.
That's unfortunate.
Bonus.
I'm a widow, so I practiced a lot.
Okay, and some more, Don?
Okay, you got two more. Could ask her if she lives with her parents.
Do you live with your parents?
I do, because it's too damn expensive around here.
Okay.
And what's the... I can't read the question you wrote about second dates.
Oh, do you get asked on second dates?
Oh, definitely, all the time.
Okay, that's 10 questions.
All right.
Thanks so much. Thank
all
you. Right. Now, take Mindy off to the side so that Mr. Perfect cannot... and Lisa, check that blindfold when he's out of here and make sure that he can't... I mean, you know what? I want to make sure that he can't feel
I understand.
Thing.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Lead Mr. Perfect away. Mr. Perfect. Mr. Perfect.
There he is.
There he goes. Have a good look, Mindy, as he leaves. That could be your dream date.
Good one.
Fantastic.
Now,
there he goes.
Now that Mr. Perfect is out of the room and out of earshot.
Lisa leads him out of the room backing up. Ever notice that?
Right. Now, Mindy, we're curious your thoughts on our Mr. Perfect.
He seems like a nice guy.
What about physically? Is he your type?
Skinny-wise, yes.
Okay.
He's thin. Is he, what do you think of Mr. Perfect? I mean, you know, you really, he asked all the questions.
Well,
what did you think?
It's kind of cold in here, so that would probably explain a lot.
Oh, well, you really? You thought he like a larger man?
Oh, yes.
Well, you thought his wiener was small?
Pardon?
You thought his wiener was small?
Yeah.
She just held out her little finger.
Okay, all right. So
this would be the second girl in a row who's mainly
staring at his penis.
Did you even attempt to look at his face or the rest of him?
It doesn't really matter, really, does it?
Okay, all right. Thank you, Mindy.
Thank you, Mindy. You can put your clothes back on and go to the waiting room.
Get out of here.
Happy Thank you very much, day. Mindy.
Thank you, Mindy.
Terrific.
All right. Those
Fantastic.
Are
Fantastic.
Those are the first two girls. Now we got to do a break.
This game is going great.
Wait till Mindy leaves.
Very good.
Excellent start.
Okay, Mindy, thank you, honey.
Thanks, Mindy.
Thanks for coming by.
We've had Meredith and Mindy.
Mm-hmm.
And Mindy is out of here.
Okay.
Oh, hey, this is going well. If you heard the description, I think it's really important for everybody to pay attention to right. all the aspects of this.
Right, because we're not going to be recapping. You have to remember.
Yeah, because we've got speakers all over this building.
You got to remember Buzz's ratings on each of these girls and the way that Buzz has described the girls.
Fantastic.
Those are the first two.
Meredith and the Widow Mindy.
Right.
Okay, so when we...
that's right, the Widow.
Well, she just threw that in there.
I know, she did.
Oh, okay.
When we come back... girl number three,
hey.
With Naked Mr. Perfect, and we will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show. The critics love Snatch. The critics love Snatch.
Nice jugs. Mind if I squeeze them?
Bonichon. Ça te dérange si je les tripote? Bonichon, ça te dérange si je les tripote?
Happy Valentine's Day!
There's an element of meanness in them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Don, not us, no way. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I know one man who's more perfect than Mr. Perfect.
Who's that?
His name is Bob Briff, and he represents from Chambersburg, Pennsylvania.
Would that be you?
No, a friend of mine. His name is Bob Brett, and he represents from Chambersburg, Pennsylvania.
Well, it's good that you're supporting your friend like that.
Well, he's perfect, and he's Bretty.
All right, goodbye.
Yes, you are welcome.
All right, goodbye.
You are welcome.
I don't believe we said thank you.
Well, I said thank you from Bob Brett.
Okay, bring the next girl in, please.
We might be talking to Darnell Valentine.
Goodbye. Hi, this is Darnell Valentine.
You and yours, happy Valentine's Day.
All right, let's bring the next girl in. Girl number 3 of 10.
It's going beautifully so far.
All right, so everybody's got the concept down?
Mm-hmm.
Let's meet her.
Absolutely.
The next girl, please, Lisa. Girl number 3.
She is on the way.
Wheel her in.
She's coming down from the top floor, from the conference room.
Hey, and Lisa, double check on that dude's blindfold, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, put a bag over his head or something.
I just want to make sure.
Well, I guess
sure.
you can't do that because then they can't see his dreamy face.
Well, none of them have been looking at his face. They've all been looking at his wiener.
That's true.
Lisa said she would adjust the blindfold with her teeth. So I think we're in good shape.
May take a minute.
All right, here she comes through the door right now. Girl number 3.
Yeah. Number what, Don?
Girl number 3. Girl number 3. Well, wait, no, hold on. It's just Rob coming through the door.
We're all set for the Mr. Perfect blind date.
You know, the next time we have Mr. Perfect in here, we might want to encourage him to take his discarded underthings with him.
Yes, I'm not fond of that either.
Oh, his underpants are just...
You keep those in the other room. There's something about a pair of rolled-up briefs.
Just laying on the floor.
What brand are those, Rob? I can't see from here.
C-H-E-R-E...
Shareskin.
Thank you, Buzz.
Buzz knows, of course.
What are they?
Shareskin.
What are Shareskin?
It's just a brand. It's another company that makes underwear.
Do you wear Shareskins, Buzz?
No, I don't.
You know, Buzz doesn't wear underwear.
I've seen them at the store.
Right. Here comes our next contestant. Enter and sign in, please.
Girl
Hello.
Number 3. Hi, step up, honey.
Hi
Hello.
There.
Well, yes, Charlie? I wanted to tell you that Kind Man is here.
Mankind?
Yes.
Well, he's just going to have to chill for a second.
Okay. I just wanted you to know he's here.
I mean, if he doesn't want to wait... That's cool, but we're in the middle of something.
Ask him if he wants to wait, Charlie.
Hey, why don't you put him on the phone from the lobby? Here, is he in the green room? He's in the office?
Lots going on today.
Put him on the phone.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. Where are you from?
I'm from McLean, Virginia.
How old are you?
I'm a lady of maturity.
Okay, and hold on a second. I believe Mr. Mankind is on the phone.
Hello?
Hello?
Can I go up there and see what that looks like going on up there?
Is this Mankind?
Yeah.
Mankind, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, we thought you were sick, man.
I'm feeling pretty lousy, but I summed up the fortitude to come here and look at naked women.
Are you wearing your mask?
I've worn that for a long time.
Right, well, you know what? I don't think the girl want. You don't want Mankind to see you naked? Can you hang for 1 second, Mankind?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Very good. We'll be talking to Mankind momentarily.
You know, we'll bring him in after we see this.
After we do this interview process. All right, so, Lynn, you're a woman of maturity. Well, you don't really look like a woman of maturity. I mean, you're not like 70 or anything like that.
The reason you're entering the contest?
To meet people.
To meet people.
Yes.
All right, we got a guy we're going to meet today.
And Lynn is doing this kind of dance back and forth here like this. Well, this is wonderful. Well, now it's time for you to prepare yourself like you will be interviewed by Mr. Perfect. It's time to take your clothes off.
So that means you take the vest off.
Very good.
And then you say, oh, please, you're doing a little striptease.
And that's Buzz Burbank over there who will be describing you to our listening audience.
Hi, Lynn. Nice to meet you.
Hello, Buzz.
And then you want to take off that tuxedo shirt.
Very nice.
And Buzz, look, she cannot stop going back and forth.
I'm a little nervous.
I think we're in for a pleasant surprise.
I need to be nervous.
Okay. Now, we normally dive right into a commentary. We have to be very restrained about that.
If you would turn around so Buzz could look at you, please.
Mm-hmm. Hello again, Lynn. Very good.
Now, Lynn, we need you to step to the back of the room and put headphones on.
Put the magic headphones on while Buzz Burbank will give the description to our listening audience. Are they on, Rob? Very good, Buzz.
Go, Buzzy.
Our third contestant is Lynn, who I estimate to be about 40 years old. She didn't want to give her age. She has long, dirty blonde hair. She has kind of a Midwestern girl next door type face. And again, small but perfect breasts. Lynn, that's the number three.
On a scale of 1 to 10, Buzz.
I'm going to rate her six.
A six.
All right, thank you.
All right, she can take the headphones off, Rob.
Okay, now.
And keep her over there.
Keep her right there. Bring in Mr. Perfect.
Bring Mr. Perfect in. It's time for his third big interview.
Where do you see this guy? I mean, really, I think we have a perfect guy here.
Lisa playing checkers with him?
Yeah, she might be adjusting that blindfold.
Ring toss.
Yeah. All right, come on, bring him in, honey.
Where's he? Got to get these transitions going.
We just have him in production, too, right?
So yes, we do. Yes, sir. Lisa, were you out smoking a cigarette?
No.
Here she comes with Mr. Perfect.
All right. She was lingering with Mr. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Look at that. She gets to bring him by the chair.
Now, you got your microphone over there, Mr. Perfect?
Hold on.
It.
Give him a hand with the mic. Now, Mr. Perfect, say hello to Lynn.
Hello, Lynn.
Hello, Mr. Perfect.
Now, Mr. Perfect, as you can see, Lynn, he is naked.
That sound you hear is Mr. Perfect kind of grabbing his microphone.
You have approximately 10 questions for Lynn. Go ahead.
Okay. Lynn, do you have blonde hair?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. Do you live at home?
No, I don't.
Are you on the pill?
Yes, I am.
And what size feet do you have?
7.
And what is your favorite food?
Strawberries.
Fifth question.
Okay, and if you had to pick an outdoor activity that you like, what would you pick?
Sailing.
Oh. Oh.
Okay.
Christopher Cross.
Let me ask, do you like Oprah Winfrey?
Not really, but it's a way to pass an afternoon.
Three questions left, Mr. Perfect.
You know, that's his wild card question. I don't get why he asks girls if they like Oprah.
Only Mr. Perfect knows the answer to that question.
You got three more. He's dabbing his noggin now.
Okay. And help me out with some I haven't used on.
All right, let me see.
Tootsie Pop.
Do you own Victoria's Secret? Is that one of your...
Yes. Do you own any Victoria's Secret items?
Well, of course I do. I'm a woman.
Okay.
Do you live with your parents?
Do you live with your parents?
I think you asked me that. No, I don't.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
How about the Tootsie Roll? The Tootsie Roll Pop, Mr. Perfect.
Yes, if I were to give you a Tootsie Roll Pop, would you lick it all the way to the center or would you bite it?
I would lick it for a while, maybe bite it for a while and lick it and enjoy the Tootsie Pop. Definitely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you got one more. You could ask her a food question. Like, you know, you've got, do you like bonbons? Or you could...
What is your favorite food?
Pasta.
Didn't she?
He already has those. She said strawberries.
I said strawberries, but he said food this time.
Ah, strawberries and pasta. Oh.
All right, that's it.
Thank you very much.
That's all the time you have with him.
Now go to the back of the room. Lynn and Mr. Perfect will be led out by young Lisa. Very nice. They're developing
quite a relationship. Now they're holding hands as they leave the room.
I tell you, it might be Lisa and Mr. Perfect on a date tonight.
All right, now, Lynn, step back over here so we can talk to you for a second.
Okay, now they're leading Mr. Perfect back in, and we'll get Lynn's feelings on Mr. Perfect.
So now you saw him. What do you think of him?
I think he's a nice man. He seems very genuine and
physically? What about physically, Lynn?
Very attractive.
Very attractive.
He's got a great physical body.
Ah, very physical body.
He does.
That's right.
He's in shape. All right. Definitely.
Did you like his wiener? I'm only mentioning it because the other two women were fixated on it.
I did enjoy that.
Very good. All right. Put your clothes back on, Lynn.
Thank you.
And go off to the waiting room.
Very nice meeting you, Lynn.
Good job.
Thank you, honey.
It's a little tuxedo outfit.
Thank you for coming by.
That's contestant number three. That's Lynn, and it is going swimmingly so far.
That's number three. Jesus.
Excellent contestants.
Yeah, they've all been good thus far.
This is great. And Mr. Perfect is getting more relaxed with his questions, and I like that. You know, it's a little more free form. I want to see more of that.
I mean, he's got some good ones. Are you on the pill?
Are you on the pill? Size of his of your feet.
Would you like a topless woman or a topless wrestler now?
Are we going to talk to Mankind?
You know what? Why don't we do one more girl? Then we'll do a whole break with Mankind.
Very good.
Okay, girl coming up.
Yeah, girl.
Excellent.
Girl, then we'll break, and we'll give Mankind the sex quiz and ask him how come he wasn't here 2 hours ago.
Because otherwise it would be girl interrupted.
And this would be girl number
four. Girl number four after Meredith of Mindy Lynn. This is, hello.
Hi.
How are you? Your name is?
My name is Sarah.
Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Where are you from?
I am from, right now I live in Maryland.
Okay.
Before that I lived in all over.
Can I ask how old you are?
I did. I invited them.
Who's the guy?
Is this Mankind.
Is this Mankind?
It is.
Oh, Mankind.
So what are you doing here now?
I'm a special guest.
I think each of the ladies gets to make one invitation, and she chose me.
All right, well, how do you feel about being naked with Mankind? It's your choice.
That's fine. It's
have
okay.
a seat, Mankind.
Oh, no, don't have a seat, because that's where Mr. Perfect
is. Oh, that's where Mr. Perfect. Mankind, you have to stand over there right now. Okay, so, but...
No, you stand by the microphone, Mankind.
Absolutely, yeah, we need you on microphone here.
Okay.
All right.
Silly me. He comes in, I go, who's this guy?
It's a big guy.
It's Mankind.
All right, Mankind.
So, anyway, I'm sorry, how old are you?
I'm 23.
And what do you do?
Right now, I don't have a job.
Okay, and the reason you've entered the contest?
Something to do. I really wanted to meet you, too.
Oh, well, that's nice. Are you looking for love, Sarah?
Sure, why not?
Very good.
Okay. And Sarah, she's very, very beautiful young lady. Very innocent looking. I really thought...
Hold on, you're not supposed to be describing the girl.
Sorry, but I thought she was here to meet me. I was like, oh, you're here to meet me? She's like, no, I'm here to take my top off.
Now, listen, don't say anything about her physical appearance, okay?
Now, Mankind is in here, and, all right, we have to... Sarah, it's time for you...
Hold on, Sarah's getting her picture taken for the website. And now, Sarah, you have to be in the state that you're going to be in for the contest.
Very good. So it's time for you to get semi-nude.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
And then we're going to ask you, after you get naked, to turn around, look at Buzz, and then Buzz will give the description to our listening audience as you put on the magic headphones so you cannot hear the description.
Yes. Oh, yeah, the bra comes on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very important. Welcome to the show, Mankind.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Beautiful.
Very nice. How do you like the Dynamite Show?
This is so far so good.
Good. Now, what we need you to do, please, is go stand right back here and put some headphones on.
Very good.
So you can't hear Buzz's description.
Once they are secured, Buzz will describe you to our listening audience.
Go ahead, Buzz. Girl number four.
I like this one, too. This is 23-year-old Sarah is contestant number four. She's not employed. She is blonde with medium-length hair. Has a very cute face. This time, perfect medium-sized breast. She has a tattoo on her back of Chinese letters. Lovely lady Sarah, number four.
Scale of 1 to 10, Buzz?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to give Sarah an 8.
And did you notice the nipple piercing?
Yes. No, I didn't. That's an excellent point.
Very subtle, very small nipple piercing, but a nipple piercing nonetheless.
Yes. Now, keep her right there and bring in Mr. Perfect.
Yeah, now Mankind's probably going to regret that he came in here.
Very gentle nipples, too.
Okay.
Sorry.
Quiet now. This dude can't know.
See, he's blindfolded because we're bringing him in. He's got to ask 10 questions.
Yeah, we don't expect you to get out of a limo and just, you know, be up to speed on everything here we're doing here, so don't worry about it.
Here comes Mr. Perfect.
This isn't as much fun as it was a couple minutes ago.
Well, it's time.
I should have waited my turn.
I thought you might.
Mr. Perfect, please say hello. We have famous wrestler Mankind is in the studio.
Say hi to Mankind, Mr. Perfect.
No, this isn't the Mr. Perfect that used to wrestle, is it?
No. That's just what we're calling him for the purposes of the show.
Okay.
And say hi to Sarah, Mr. Perfect.
Hi, Sarah. Hi, Mr. Foley.
Hello. See, he knows who Mankind is. Mm-hmm. Impressive. Thank you.
All right. Let's give him his 10 questions now with Sarah. Go ahead.
Okay, Sarah. Do you live at home?
At home as in with my parents?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I do not. They live in California.
Okay. What size feet do you have?
I wear 7.5.
Okay. Are you on the pill?
Yes.
What color hair do you have?
It's blonde.
What size bra do you have?
I thought I'd try. Violation. Violation.
All right. Damn. Okay. What's your favorite food?
My favorite food is spaghetti.
Okay, and if you had to pick an outdoor activity that you like, what would that activity be?
I love jogging.
Wow. How many more does he have, Mike?
He's got 4 more questions left.
4 more, okay. If you had to pick an animal that you most like, what animal would that be and why?
I'd say it would have to be some sort of a cat. Anywhere from a pussycat to a lioness.
A pussy.
Three. And why would that be?
Why? That's really just how I see myself. At times I can be petite and very proper, but at other times, you know, let loose and be ferocious.
3 questions left, Mr.
Okay. Actually, 2, because he gave her a follow-up there when he said why.
True. 2 questions left.
Do you watch Oprah Winfrey?
No.
Okay. And if I were to give you a Tootsie Roll, would you lick it?
Tootsie Roll pop.
Will you get that right?
All right.
For God's sake. Try to make your brain perfect.
Would you lick it to get to the center, or would you bite it?
I like to savor it. I like to lick it to get to the center.
All
right, that ends your time. Now,
thank
please
you.
Step around here to the corner.
And we will lead Mr. Perfect back out.
And hold on, because we'll need to talk to you, Sarah.
We want
to find out what you think of it.
Right. Sarah's opinion of Mr. Perfect. Thank you, Mr. Perfect.
Bye, Mr. Perfect.
Bye-bye.
There you go. So what do you think of the show, Mankind?
Like I said, I enjoyed the female nudity more so than the full frontal male nudity.
Yeah, we actually had to be a little equal opportunity.
Sarah, what did you think about Mr. Perfect?
He seemed very nice. Very nice.
Would he be a guy who, if you saw him in a bar or a restaurant, you would be open to his approach?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Physically, what do you think of him physically?
Physically, well, I didn't get to see a lot of his face, and eyes are, you know, something that I look for. Right. He's thin. He's well built.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. What about his thing?
You know, I honestly, I didn't really look.
You're the first.
Oh, okay, good for you.
Thank you, Sarah.
You can get fully clothed and go to the waiting room, and we will await the verdict from Mr. Perfect.
I told you she was innocent looking.
Yes,
thank you.
She is very wholesome, very ivory girlish.
All right, well, listen, we were waiting on you 2 hours ago, and we understand that you were not feeling well.
That's true.
And you were going to ditch us.
I was at the airport, and then I made a call, and my conscience was just overwhelming me. And I made a call, and then they were like, the car comes to pick me up with a letter. It says, the interview's off. And I'm like, well, no, I can't even go home. And that's after the guy already drove me back to the hotel. So
where's home, Mankind?
Home is Florida, Pensacola, Florida.
Pensacola, Florida, okay.
So I was hanging out in the hotel room, and I got a call. Asked me if I still want to go. I said, yeah, sure.
All right, well, good. We're so glad that you came back. And listen, your book that you wrote, the best-selling book, here's why I'm so pissed at you.
What?
My son bought your book.
Yes.
My son's almost 16. Bought your book.
Yeah.
And he never gives me anything to bring to work to have someone sign.
Okay.
Right. But I was going to bring the book, and then they call me up about noon. They say, hey, Mankind's sick. He's not coming on the show. So I leave the book at home. Well, now he's probably in the car with my wife,
right,
coming home from school. He's listening, and Mankind is here. I'm not going to have the book signed.
You don't have any copies of the book with you, do you?
Oh, but you know, I just got a positive phone call, real positive. I wrote another book last summer. It's kind of like I had to wait in line to get it published. So I've been working on bonus chapters since then, extra stuff. And I just got a call today looking like this thing's going to happen in the summertime. So I'll make sure I get that new one signed for him.
All right, well, he would appreciate that. Now, he was telling me about something in your book. We had Diamond Dallas Page on a couple of months ago.
A friend of mine.
Yeah, and he mentioned Something in your book about towels
and cookies?
Yes, in a hotel room. What is that about?
I'll give you the Reader's Digest version.
Okay.
DDP is an obsessive compulsive person. And
Diamond Dallas Page.
Dallas Page, type of guy. He actually brings his own pillows on the road, brings his own thumbtacks so that he can thumbtack the blinds in hotel rooms up to the walls so as not to allow even the faintest little peep of light in. And the reason that it didn't surprise me at all, so you got Mr. Perfect Naked, is Dallas is one of those guys who walks around naked and thinks nothing of it. You know, and in my history, the guys who walk around naked are usually the black guys or the midgets.
The midgets. And, the blacks or the midgets. Sure.
I said not that I'm a pecker check or anything, but the guy's, you know, your roommate, and he's naked all the time. I could say he looked like more or less a regular white guy. So what we did, it was me, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and DDP splitting like a $30 room. The idea of two guys paying $15 or, God forbid, one guy paying $30 was just, you know, that was out of the question. So there's three guys there. DDP is the oldest by far, and he's got the cot. And he decides he's going to take a shower. He's talking about the shower, just savoring the whole idea of it. And when he asked for the towels, I can't remember exactly what happened. It was something we kept hiding the towels on him. So yeah,
that's what my son said. That in the book, it ends up that like you left him with just a washcloth or something.
He makes a special call down to the housekeeper. Hey, sweetie pie. He's one of these people who calls every girl sweetie pie. Honey cake. Let me buy a nice thick couple bath towels. Yeah, I want to take a nice shower, right? And he hangs up and goes, hey. She sounds like a sweetheart. So as Dallas goes out to get us a soda, the lady comes in with all these towels, and me and Steve Austin hide all of them except for a washcloth and a hand towel. He goes, hey, did you come by? I said, yeah, she did. She left them right there in the bathroom. But all of a sudden, the sweetie pie has suddenly become a bitch. So he ends up taking his shower. And what we do is, you know, he likes it pitch dark so you can't see a damn thing. While he's taking a shower, a fan had given us like 4 dozen chocolate chip cookies. And while he's in the shower, me and Stone Cold dump the cookies in his bed, knowing there's no way he's going to see him. And it's just,
so he's planning on taking a shower and then going right to bed.
You know, okay, right. Really good, going right to bed because it's late. We've been traveling all night. And he just like kind of settles into that bed, and you hear him kind of like, ah. Oh. And then little by little, you hear him going, hey, what does it mean? Dallas likes to use the F word a lot. You know? They weren't chocolate chip cookies, they were effing cookies.
Oh, someone put effing cookies in my bed. I want to know right now, who put effing cookies in my bed?
And I got this laugh, you know, that betrays me. Like, all you heard was me going, you know, that. And he was, so he jumps up, and all of a sudden he turns the light on, and he goes, you put effing cookies. He's in my bed. He starts taking it. He like flips back my covers, and I'm not that I'm any bargain to look at my Fruit of the Looms, but at least I've got underwear on. He throws as many cookies as he can on me, and the damn thing is, he's naked from head to toe except for Saran wrap that he keeps around his knees, like it's going to keep his joints lubricated. He starts jumping up and down on me, and he's going, there, how do you like it? He's like, he's trying to grind the cookies in with his naked ass.
It's a little queer.
He was angry. There was nothing sexual about it. He goes, how do you like it? How do you like it? He's hot as can be. And I said, well, it's not the cookies I mind. It's the fact that you're rubbing your ass all over my body. So
That's a good story.
I like that. It's a good story. He heads in his bed, and the end of the story is he's now a beaten man. You know, it's just all the wind's been taken out of his sails. You got Steve Austin laughing in his face while this is going on. He crawls back in his cot. Like I said, he was like 37 then. This is like 10 years ago. He's sleeping in a little cot. He goes, guys, I think I'm going to get my own room tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, that's in the book, Mankind. Yeah, wasn't that a number one bestseller?
Yeah, it was the number one bestseller. Stayed on the list there for a long time, too.
So you're talking about 10 years ago. You're talking about before this whole thing exploded.
We
were talking to Diamond Dallas Page about that, too. I mean, this is really a phenomenon where it's become one of the most popular things in the country, in the culture right now.
How come you don't wrestle anymore?
You know what? I was a lot of wear and tear. I had a real physical style, and and the shame of it is I used up a lot of my cool stuff, like in front of very minimal crowds, where there might be 150 people in the middle of Tennessee, and I was flying onto the concrete. That was my style. And then by the time I got to the WWF, I was like, you know, kind of used merchandise, and held out as long as I could. I was lucky to have a couple of real good years. And then I wrote this book, and to tell you the truth, I mean, if WWF knew that I'd write the book and go, okay, I have no other reason to wrestle, I'm sure they wouldn't have had me write it. But I wrote it, and it was really, you know, it was a great feeling. I was like, I think I'm done. Like, I have nothing else to prove, except I wanted to make some more money. So I stood around, hung around for a year, and then after that, I couldn't, you know, I figured I'd made enough. I was kind of lucky. You know, I'd taken a lot of shots to the head, and to be able to write a book that came out as well as it did, I figured, you know, I took enough chances, and, you know, so I want to spend some time at home. And the funny thing is, I retired, came back as a commissioner, where I didn't wrestle at all, and I got a better response than I ever did as a wrestler. So it makes me think that all those chair shots and everything was a big waste of time.
So you are you on SmackDown? Are you on Raw as War? Are you on those shows?
Yeah. Well, I was fired. I mean, I was just fired. We don't do that in wrestling. I was beaten up, humiliated, bludgeoned, then fired. And, you know, rumor has it I'm going to be making a comeback as commissioner. I've got a very important announcement on this this Thursday SmackDown. But to tell you the truth, the reason I'm here is because SmackDown's coming to town.
Right. Oh, let me get to this. All right. SmackDown, Tuesday, March 6th, here in D.C. at MCI Center. Limited number of seats are available. Ticketmaster, Hex, Kev Mill, MCI Box Office, 202-432-SEAT. Or go to Ticketmaster.com.
That's right. They're doing a back-to-back thing where Raw sold out very quickly on a Monday night. And so they're doing SmackDown.
On a Tuesday night.
On a Tuesday. And I came here. They told me there was like all kinds of tickets left. And then I got here. They said, yeah, there's 2,000 tickets left. I said, there's a month away from the show. There's 2,000 tickets left, and you brought me here? Like, I was like, well, what the hell? This thing's going to sell out. I mean, it's nice that people, you know, are able to grab some tickets now, because in the past couple of years, when we come to Washington, it sells out really quickly. So hopefully people will buy these tickets, and they'll say, all right, Mick did his job, and, you know, we can...
Well, we will continue to plug this for you.
Hey, I appreciate it.
You have no problem selling it out. Thank you for coming by.
That's two in a row now, two wrestler. We like the wrestler. I mean, this is good
stuff.
Who
was the last one?
Diamond Dallas.
He was you guys hated the wrestler. Your producer was yelling at the phone.
I mean,
we hate being stiffed. That's what we hate. And so we thought that was happening.
Undertaker came by.
Right.
But then beyond that, Stone Cold stiffed us.
Okay.
Stone Cold stiffed us twice.
Right. Absolutely. We had Jerry Lawler, who was supposed to be in here. He was on the phone.
Right. And then
Diamond Dallas Page came in here, and we had a fantastic time.
So we've been announcing like for the last week.
Keep in touch with him on the phone, because that's the kind of guy he is. He meets guys, and all of a sudden, he's their friends forever.
You know, it's funny. It doesn't surprise me after talking to you even for a brief period of time that you guys, you know, hung out on the road together. I mean, really, that must have been, I mean, seriously, you talk about the cookie story, but you guys seriously must have had some incredible times, and I would imagine there were probably a few women involved in those
times.
Now
listen,
too.
That brings to the sex quiz.
Yes. Do you want to give me a sex quiz?
Yes, the sex quiz, because Diamond Dallas Page scored very high on this.
Yeah, we're not going to do as well. DDP was in the bar business, so...
That's right.
We want honest answers, mankind.
Okay, you got it.
Here we go. You should know all of the questions that we're asking you, we've all answered ourselves.
Absolutely.
Have you ever been in a three-way or had group sex?
Yes.
Have you ever had...
Briefly, though. The door knocked and the girl had to leave it for about 7 seconds.
Have you ever had sex with a girl while menstruating?
I've never menstruated.
No, but you know what I mean. While the girl was.
Yes.
Have you ever had a homosexual experience?
No.
Not even the cookie incident?
Very slight homoerotic overtone. I'm not going to count that.
Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
Yes.
Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
Well, it wasn't hot. If I'm a part of it, chances are it's not going to be hot. There's a knock on the door in Africa, and
there you go. Good for you.
Have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
No.
Have you ever
under my covers when I didn't think anyone was listening? But that doesn't count, does it?
Have you ever had sex in a public place?
Yes.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
That's going to kill my children's book career.
Have you ever been filmed while having sex?
No.
No. Have you ever had sex in the no-no?
No.
Good. Good man. Good man.
Don's real particular about that one.
Have you J-O'd today?
No.
No. Have you ever had sex in a car?
No.
No?
Really?
Oh,
surprised. Yeah, well, all my other buddies were doing it. I waited till I was, you know, it's like, you know, 23.
Have you ever had, one night stand or a sex with strangers?
Yes.
And the final question, rough estimate, what is your total number of sexual partners?
It's kind of embarrassing. Like, now, when you say sexual partners, you're talking about the full deal or some making out? And
no, I think it's intercourse.
I think intercourse.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Like 11.
11?
11?
All right, I know.
A boy scout.
Don't apologize. You never apologize when taking
but
this
they
sex
all
quiz.
Took place in public places.
What a pussy.
All public places.
11. Do you remember what Diamond Dallas Page was?
1,500, right?
He had a very high.
It was like 1,000.
Over 1,800, I think.
I think it was something like 1,800. Well, that's good. You were probably a good influence on him.
Yeah. You've been with 11 women.
That's it, yeah.
So are you married? Are you married?
Oh, yeah, you see, it's far more important to be with one woman 1,000 times.
Get out of here.
That's good to have him on the show on Valentine's. Good answer. Good sentiment.
We are really glad that you came by.
Okay.
And I'm really sorry that I called you a giant pussy for not coming by.
Yeah, I'm one of the guys, I really do take a lot of pride in meeting all my commitments. And I was like, but my head is hurting. I was like, it's Valentine's Day. But I made it. And,
you did.
That's all that counts.
Right. Please salute you, man. Kind.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. Breasts, soft, gentle, innocent breasts that happen to have a nipple piercing in it.
He's okay.
He's funny. You know, we had a good time with Diamond. He's funnier than Diamond Dallas.
Speaking of Diamond, I got to ask you. This morning, you were on the Jack Diamond show?
Yeah.
Come on, that guy is a dickweed, right?
He was nice to me.
What? Oh, come on. You mean you didn't laugh at his ponytail?
Does he still have his ponytail?
I don't think so.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff did he ask you?
I just said the exact same stuff I told you.
What do you mean?
Took the sex quiz.
No, get out of here.
Told the cookie story.
Long time feud. For the record, let me just ask if you do something. You know who Leah Remini is? You ever watch King of Queens?
This is going to sound like a joke, but Kevin James went to high school and college with me.
Wow. Oh, really?
Yeah, right,
well, then
keep in touch with him.
You might be interested to know that we are close friends with both of them.
Okay.
We have actually been on the show.
Really?
Speaking roles.
Hello.
And Leah recently said something for us about Jack Diamond, and I'm hoping that you...
That's your son.
Oh, hold on. My son was on you. We're hoping that you would say the same.
What did she say?
Okay.
So she did the same thing you did, where we found out that she went on the Jack Diamond show also, and then we had her cut this tape
so
for
if,
us.
So if you would just listen for
we're a little
moment.
Sensitive.
This is TV's Leah Remini. Jack Diamond is a horse's ass.
If you would just say...
But I don't know that to be true.
Oh, but trust me, it is. If you just say, hi, this is Mankind. Jack Diamond is a horse's ass.
But doesn't that give him publicity indirectly?
Yes.
Yes,
it doesn't matter to us.
It's okay.
We're more petty than that. We don't care. I mean, you know, it'd be wonderful if you could.
But this guy said he was going to help push my new book.
Oh, and listen, can I tell you something? Has anybody shown you the ratings?
No.
Okay. He's got this many ratings. We've got this many ratings. Listen, you've been on this goddamn show for 20 minutes. How long were you on his show for? 4 minutes today?
23 minutes.
Oh, please. How many reps?
No, that's peer pressure. I'm not going to give in. I'm not going to do it.
And he's big, you know, and he can
kick
our ass.
Somebody told me about it. And look, you guys, producer was cursing so loud at this poor girl.
All right.
Will you just say Jack Diamond?
Yes. And then you can dub in the rest.
Just say Jack Diamond.
Jack Diamond.
Okay, now would you just say horse's ass?
Horse's ass.
Thank you. Okay, beautiful. Now, if you don't mind, one last thing. My son, Bart, is on the phone.
Okay.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Barty. All right, here he is.
Bart.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Nice to meet you.
Hey, Bart, you read the book, right?
Yeah.
So I'm pretty much telling the truth about this sex thing, right?
Yeah, I told my mom... when he asked that question, I was going to be like, it's not over 10.
Nah, yeah, it's slightly over 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just barely.
Right. Yeah, but that's something to be proud of. I want to stand up. Diamond Dallas Page is no role model, mister. Just being worked in a barn at 1,800 women.
All right, Barty, listen now. The next time Mankind comes through, we'll get the book, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Dad?
Yeah.
Mom told me to ask for an autograph for the twins.
Oh, for the twins, okay.
Twins, yes, all right.
All right, I will.
And for me?
Okay, all right.
He doesn't, we don't get your son getting this excited about it.
He is your biggest fan. All right,
Bart.
Yeah,
Bart.
You got it.
It's very exciting to meet you.
Thank you.
All right, love you.
Love you, too.
All right, bye-bye.
That was nice.
Bye-bye.
All right, God, that's embarrassing because my son never does that when anybody comes on the show.
Very, very cool.
He can give a rat's ass. So if you would do the autograph, that'd be great.
God,
pleasure to meet you,
man. Thank you very much,
Mankind.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for showing.
We appreciate it.
Sorry about the misunderstanding a little bit earlier.
That's okay. No problem. You're welcome anytime on this.
It was worth the wait. Absolutely.
You're welcome anytime.
Another big guy. Big guy too.
Come on,
nice guy. Very nice guy, but always would like many of the wrestlers that kind of undercurrent where you know if we just went a little too far. Push him, you know. No, absolutely.
I just get him to make the autographs.
Very good.
Jesus.
Good job.
The autographs.
And we can take what he said, Jack Diamond horse's ass.
We can fix that.
Yeah. We can get Dude Walker to go, here's famous wrestler, Mankind. And he'll say, Jack Diamond, and we can splice in equals horse's ass.
Or it'd be funny if, you know, we do that thing. Is a... With somebody else's voice.
Yeah, either way.
That'd be funny.
It'll work. Hello?
Don.
Yeah, hi, Don and Mike show.
Thanks, Don. This is the wrestling mom from yesterday.
Ah, hey, you're welcome.
You got your son in there, but...
Yeah, I took care... I take care of my son.
Oh, yeah. I try to take care of mine, too, but I just, you know...
Yeah, right, honey, listen...
I got an idea. You ought to get a radio show.
Yeah,
I guess that's what I need.
Hey, calling in 2 days in a row, who's watching your street corner?
Hey, listen, I think we...
And Robin had his little loaf of bread in there this afternoon.
Yeah, that's right, and that loaf of bread got to meet Mankind, too.
Yeah, it's hard for me to make a loaf of bread.
All I wanted was just 2 minutes.
You know, maybe if you weren't so annoying, we would have said yes.
I'm not annoying. And Mike, you and I had eyes for each other years ago.
Oh, my God. Well, that's fantastic. Well, how long ago was that?
I'm going to say 10. It was right after Billy, if we can talk about that.
Really?
After Billy, when you guys were playing softball.
Really?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
When we were playing softball.
I would say he was 2 at the time with me. At the baseball field.
So we've got stalker factor here
like
also.
Softball?
You invited everybody to come out there and watch that softball game.
Are you talking about Cheese Logs, our radio station softball game?
Right,
where we invited the public to come? I don't think I had eyes for you, honey.
Hey, listen, Mother of the Year. Hey, listen. Shut up. What is your kid's first name?
No, you're not going to do it. What are you going to do? You're going to have something signed for him? Would you?
No.
Why do you think he was asking you?
Why do you think I would ask you, dumb bitch?
Well, it's Elliot. 2 L's, 2 T's.
Fine. Pick it up at the front desk tomorrow and drop dead, okay?
There you go, all right?
Oh, that's not nice.
That's all right. We're being nice. We're getting your autograph. So he's going to have an autograph named 2 Elliot, okay?
You make sure it comes from, he knows it comes from two people who care more about him than his mother does.
There you go.
His mother cares. And you two have a nice day.
Oh, come on. F
and
you.
And thank you.
Yeah. F you.
All right. Thank
F
you.
F you.
That would be nice one, a night like tonight.
Go away.
F you.
Bye.
Poor sad woman alone on Valentine's Day.
Yes, I am. I'm between husbands, and you could have done that for me.
Come on. Listen, you dumb bitch. I just did it for you.
That's right. The best thing to do. You just don't know when to shut up, do you?
I'm going to shut up and
We'll get Mankind to leave the autograph. Come by the station and pick it up.
2 L's, 2 T's. Thank you. Love you guys.
And 1 C.
Okay, goodbye.
2 L's, 2 T's. Bye-bye.
Right. Okay, goodbye.
Yeah, we exchanged glances. Don't you remember that, Don, that softball game where my entire right side of my body turned to stone?
And that's how her name's spelled with 1 U, 1 N,
and 1 T.
Right.
God damn. Well, I do feel sorry for the child being raised in that home.
Yeah, man. Well, he gets an autograph. So
please get Mankind and get him to sign the goddamn thing for baby Elliot. And when we come back, we will continue...
With the contest or so.
With the blind date show. More coming right up.
Number 1, Arbitron Rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What is a wedding? Well, Webster's Dictionary describes a wedding as the process of removing weeds from one's garden.
I'm a starving artist, and I want to eat you.
Je suis un artiste affamé, et je veux te bouffer. Je suis un artiste affamé, et je veux te bouffer.
Happy Valentine's Day!
Broadcasting under the protective umbrella of the PTAA, the Don and Mike Show.
Well, sure has.
has been a CF, but it sure is working out okay today. We got a great contest going on, and we loved having Mankind on the show.
All right, let's get back to the blind date. We have a girl number, with this being number five?
Number five.
Girl number five of ten. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to meet her right now. We're at the halfway point in the contest.
Hi there, what's your name, honey?
Crystal.
Hi, Crystal, where are you from?
I'm from Woodbridge, Virginia.
What do you got on your boobs?
I have stickers.
Stickers on your boobs.
Yeah.
Stickers on your boobs.
Ones.
What do you do? Okay, now do you want to get your picture taken topless or with your clothes on for the website?
Clothes on for the website.
All right.
Very good.
And we're going to have these on 1067wjfk.com.
Fantastic.
Let's ask a little bit about you.
How old are you, Crystal?
22.
What do you do?
I do embroidery at a place called Shirt Art. What's up, everybody?
Oh, good. A nice little plug there. Good for you.
We don't mind the plug. Why are you entering the contest?
Just for fun.
Oh, you have a pierced tongue.
Yeah.
Oh. Are there any other piercings?
No.
So that's it?
That's only one.
And you're available for the date tonight if Mr. Perfect selects you?
All right. Is that a yes?
Yeah.
She's just nodding her head.
Okay, very good.
Well, then I guess what we need you to do is disrobe.
Get off, right?
Yes, yeah. And say hi to Buzz Burbank. He's right over there.
Hi, Crystal.
He will be describing you, once you put on the magical headphones, he will be describing you to our listening audience.
Okay.
Look at all those stickers.
You got a ton of stickers on your boobs.
Fantastic. Bravo.
And a couple of them are actually working as pasties.
Yes. You like stickers, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Who does?
Fantastic.
All right, turn and look at Buzz, please.
Yes, Buzz, check her out.
And Crystal, you do have a lot of stickers there.
And now, Crystal, we need to go to the back of the studio. Mm-hmm. Rob will put the magic headphones on you.
Okay.
And Buzz will describe you to our listening audience.
All right, put the headphones on so she can't hear.
This is contestant number five, Crystal. Now she has the headphones on, and here with your description is Buzz Burbank.
Contestant number five is 22-year-old Crystal, who embroiders shirts for a living. She has long, wavy, dark brown hair. She is busty, but saggy, and has a very big bottom and a pierced tongue. I'd give her a two.
What do you estimate the weight to be?
Oh, let's see. On Crystal, I'm going to say, what do you think, 225, 220 maybe?
Gotcha. All right, again, Buzz is rating.
A two.
A two. Very good. All right. Lisa, please go get Mr. Perfect.
We're going to bring Mr. Perfect in here and let the Inquisition begin.
Yes.
We're right back in it. Right back in our contest.
See, all you naysayers, the last couple of days, all you dudes who didn't understand how this contest would work.
This is how it works.
And tonight you'll be able to go to 1067wjfk.com and see pictures of all of the contestants and of Mr. Perfect.
And when Mr. Perfect comes back in here, as he's coming in here now, we're going to ask him to remove his underwear when he leaves the next
time. Yeah, just take it out of the room with him.
That's right.
There you go. Have a seat.
No problem.
Mr. Perfect. Mr. Perfect, are you a wrestling fan?
Yes, somewhat. I don't go to the events, but it's definitely entertaining.
Yeah, we found that guy Mankind to be a real good interview.
Very nice guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw Beyond the Mat, and he was definitely the highlight of that film.
Huh. She is staring at your wiener right now.
All right, say hi to Crystal.
Getting a little warm.
This is Crystal, Mr. Burp.
How are you doing, Crystal?
Good, how are you?
All right, we're going to give you 10 questions with Crystal. Go ahead.
Okay, Crystal, what is your favorite position?
On top and in control.
What brand jeans do you wear?
Usually Levi's.
Okay. And do you shop at Lane Bryant?
No.
Okay. Do you read Mode magazine?
No.
What is Mode magazine?
Mode.
Oh, Mode.
Mode.
What is that?
Just a magazine I saw in a... I'm afraid to say because I'm afraid Mike might not let me ask it anymore.
Okay, I know.
Is it a leading quiz? Is it like a magazine?
Is it a magazine for big women?
Well, aren't all these questions leading to something?
The Lane Bryant question was cheating, too.
Yeah, really, that's okay. But because you asked the girl before if any of her siblings shopped at Lane Bryant.
Right, which was a little shaky in and of itself.
But
now,
clever.
You just be careful.
Hey, you watch it, because she gave you the answer. She doesn't shop at Lane Bryant. She wears Levi's. Just watch it, buddy.
All right, thank you.
How many's he got left?
He's got six questions left.
Okay, what is your favorite food?
Raspberries.
Mm. Okay, and if I were to give you a Tootsie Pop.
No, Tootsie Roll Pop.
Tootsie. I'm never going to get Tootsie Roll Pop. Would you suck on it to get to the middle, or would you bite it?
I would fight it because I like the center the best.
All right.
Okay. I would jump right in.
Okay.
Now, I know that you haven't asked her about the PILL,
right?
Or about her FEEC yet.
Okay, that's true. Are you on the pill?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and what size feet do you have?
A size 9.
Okay, how many questions do I have left?
You've got 2 questions left.
Okay, if you had to pick an animal that you are most like, what animal would you pick? Just what animal would you pick? I have another question.
I would pick a tiger because tigers are my favorite, and my eyes.
Okay.
And last question.
One more. Okay. And why should I pick you, Crystal?
Because I'm a lot of fun, and I'm pretty much up for anything.
Okay.
Very good.
All right. Lead her out of the way, please.
All right.
You freaking meat locker. Did you do it purposely?
Was that effing, or was that? No.
No.
It was okay. Frickin', right?
Yeah.
Frickin'. Thanks for taking your underwear, Mr. Perfect.
And it's cold in here every day, Mr. Perfect.
There you go. Mr. Perfect getting a little surly midway through the competition.
There he goes. He's being let out of the studio now. And let's talk to gal number 5. Okay, so you got a good look at him.
Yeah.
What do you think? Is he Mr. Perfect?
He's okay.
Just okay?
I wouldn't say Mr. Perfect, but he's all right.
Okay. He was all right. If he approached you in a club, would you spurn his advances?
I might dance with him, but I wouldn't be going home with him that night.
Whoa!
Why?
Boy, well, you know, if he picks you, maybe things can change.
Yeah.
What didn't you like about him?
He's kind of small.
Oh, wow.
Again with the wiener again?
Wow, interesting.
Well, that's a little shrimpy, too.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Get out of here,
please. All right,
please.
Very good. Thank you.
Get out of here. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks so much, Crystal.
Crystal, number 5.
Crystal, girl number 5.
Go to the waiting room. We'll see if you're the lucky person. And, Don, we're halfway through the Mr. Perfect Valentine's competition.
All right, then we'll do 2 more girls when we come. I don't mean we'll do 2 more girls. I mean we'll have 2 more girls come in right after this.
Number 1, Arbitron Rated, the Don and Mike Show.
I like you, Mary. I like you a lot. I want to ask you a question. Straight out. Flat out, I want you to give me the honest answer. What do you think the chances are of a guy like you and a girl like me ending up together?
Well, Lloyd, that's difficult to say, and we really don't...
Hit me with it! Just give it to me straight! I came a long way just to see you, Mary. Just least you can do is level with me. What are my chances?
Not good.
You mean not good like 1 out of 100?
I'd say more like 1 out of 1,000,000.
So you're telling me there's a chance? Yeah!
Eggs are for fertilizing, and I'm the manure, baby.
Les œufs sont faits pour être fertilisés, et je suis leur engrais, bébé. Les œufs sont faits pour être fertilisés, et je suis leur engrais, bébé.
Happy Valentine's Day!
Hellcats of the airwaves, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's get back to it.
Yeah,
we got 3 more girls to meet. Limo's downstairs, motor running.
Good.
Ready to take Mr. Perfect and his blind date to the world-famous Palm Restaurant in D.C. tonight. Tommy Giacomo has promised them a power table. Fantastic.
Ooh.
And we'll get a recap from both the lucky girl and Mr. Perfect on tomorrow's episode.
That'll be very exciting. If it's Crystal, it could be a little tense.
Don't forget that... The girl who's selected wins $1,000, and all of the girls today will get great prizes like Sony DVD players and copies of Dr. T and the Women and CD soundtracks and spa packages.
Everybody seems to be having a good time.
Yeah. Candy and flowers. So all the girls who are here today get stuff. Get lobster grams.
Chocolates.
Everybody gets stuff. Robbie, let's meet girl number 6.
Six.
And here... She is.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hello, my sweet.
Hello, sweetie.
In your Harley Davidson shirt.
Yeah.
Do you ride the hog?
Yes, I sure do.
You do?
Ah, fantastic.
What's your name?
Amber.
Amber, where are you from?
Very, though.
Okay. I mean, you can give us fake answers if you're worried about your privacy.
Yeah, don't worry. How old are you, Amber?
34.
34. What do you do?
I am a building operations specialist for the government.
Okay.
Government worker.
Are you a GSer?
Yes.
GS, what is your rank?
Seven.
$700,000 a year.
That's a high-paying position.
That's good.
The reason you're playing the game today?
I want to win.
You want to win. Now, do you want to win the money or do you want to win the date with the dude?
I want to win the money and the date.
She wants it all. And what woman nowadays, in the year 2001, doesn't want it all, Don?
Wants it all.
That's right.
All right, well, good luck.
Say hi to Buzz Burbank over there.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Amber. Buzz will be describing you to our audience. We'd like you now to get into the stage of undress that you're going to be in for this contest.
All right, and bingo. Oh, a nice little tiger-striped brassiere there.
Shirt is coming right off. Now, do you now for the photograph for the website, do you want to be photographed? Oh, you don't want to be photographed.
No photograph.
Yeah. No problem.
Yep, there we go.
All right.
She is now topless. Take a look at Buzz.
There's Buzz. Take a look at her.
Now, we ask you to go to the back of the studio where you'll put on the magic headphones, and Buzz will describe you to our listening audience.
And listen, we are giving the girls the option of being photographed for the website, and you'll be able to go to WJFK.com and see pictures of all the girls who accepted our invitation, and also of the guy. And Buzz, just let me say something to you that maybe you couldn't see from your side of the glass.
Yes, please help me out.
Mustache.
Oh, really?
But yes, now here is Buzz with the description.
Contestant number six is 34-year-old.
I agree. Yeah. Sorry, Buzz.
That's all right. 34-year-old Amber works for the government, has shortish brown hair. She has kind of a tough look about her. Very small breasts. I'll give her a 5 because of the mustache.
That's good.
She does have a tough biker look.
Attractive in a certain way.
In a way.
It's a sight. Okay. Let's get her over here. Or rather, Rob, hold on to Amber. You got to stick back there while Mr. Perfect comes in.
Now they're going
to
leave Mr. Perfect in.
Let's bring in Mr. Perfect.
He gets ready to interview his sixth woman.
Wow, so there'll be 10 chicks here today for him to meet.
So far, he's chatted with Meredith, Mindy, Lynn, Sarah, Crystal. Now he will meet Amber as Lisa leads Mr. Perfect in.
Now, Amber, remember, he cannot see you. However, you can see him.
Now, when last we checked in with Mr. Perfect, he was getting a little tense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little edgy. Let's see if that attitude has changed at all. Hi, Mr. Perfect.
How you doing, Mike?
Oh, come on, Mr. Perfect. Come on. You're going to have a great Valentine's Day night dinner.
Yes,
What's the problem, Mr. Perfect? Have I done something to irritate you, to annoy you? What's going on?
No, you have not.
Everything okay?
Yes, everything's
fine over there?
We'd like you to say hi to Amber, please.
Hi, Amber.
Hello.
Now, you have 10 questions for Amber. Go ahead and start, please, Mr. Perfect.
All right. I'm going to start off with the same one since the last one was so promising. What's your favorite position, Amber?
I like it on top.
Okay. What size feet do you have?
7.5.
Okay. Do you read Mode magazine?
No, I do not.
You know, I think that we're going to strike that question. Son of a bitch.
Mode magazine.
I want to tell you something.
Say I couldn't say before.
No. We didn't know that Mode magazine was a magazine for fat bras.
For big women.
Plus size of they.
Plus size.
You can't ask that.
Yeah, but we've stricken it, but you are still only left with 7 questions.
You got your answer, but don't ask another girl that.
And no more Lane Bryant questions.
Okay,
the pressure's on him now.
If you had to pick an animal that you are most like, what animal would that be and why?
A chinchilla. They're soft and cuddly and sweet.
Good answer.
Now, you didn't ask the last girl about one of your questions was outdoor activities that she enjoys.
That is right. Thank you. If you had to pick an outdoor activity to go do, what would it be?
Football.
Okay, good. Very athletic. Very aggressive.
Good answer.
That's good.
You have 5 questions left, Mr. Perfect.
Okay. Are there any questions on there, Don?
No, you haven't asked her about the PILL.
Oh, a must. Are you on the pill?
No, I am not.
I don't think that it's offensive if you ask the Victoria's Secret question. You've asked that.
Okay. Do you have any Victoria's Secret items?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you live with your parents?
No, I do not.
How many is that, Mike?
He has, let me see, he's got 8 questions, 2 left.
All right, here's one you haven't answered, you wrote down. Do you get asked out on second dates?
Do you get asked out on second dates?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And you got a last question. I like that generic question you asked, Mr. Perfect.
The last one?
Yeah.
Yes, I was going to ask that. Why should I pick you?
Because I'm special. And I can please you in many ways.
Wow. Oh, my.
Wow.
Fantastic. All right, that's enough. Take her away.
That's it. Take her away. Back to the corner.
Take her away. Get her in the corner.
And leave Mr. Perfect down. See you later, Mr. Perfect.
All right, he didn't.
Oh, dear.
Lisa let him right into the microphone. You get that mind right, Mr. Perfect.
Either it's not as cold in here or he liked that last answer.
I'm developing a, I'm developing a Dennis Murphy-type relationship with Mr. Perfect.
All right, now let's ask, what did you think?
Amber, what did you think of Mr. Perfect?
Unique.
Unique? Did you think he was a good-looking guy?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If he approached...
Little hair.
What?
Like the little hair. From his belly down.
If he was to approach you in a bar or restaurant, would you have a drink with him?
Yes, I would.
You would? Are you attracted to him?
Yes, I am.
Ooh. You are?
Ah, very good. Okay, like that. That's good. Well, if he picks you, it'll be a good start.
All right, thank you. Get out of here, Amber.
Thanks, Amber.
Very nice meeting you.
Good happening.
Thanks, Amber.
Bye-bye.
Let her put her shirt back on. Mm-hmm. And let's meet girl number seven. Girl number seven.
Fantastic.
Okay, I hope everybody at home is playing along and keeping track of Buzz's descriptions.
Very good. Buzz doing a very good job with these descriptions today.
And incidentally, Rob, this note?
Yes?
Was that about...
Actually, no. It was about...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. This is just about the Ustache May.
Okay.
Yeah, we had covered that, Rob.
Here comes our next contestant.
Let's meet contestant number seven.
Oh, my.
And here she comes.
Now, we have to be very, very controlled in our assessment.
So nice.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, what's your name?
Anne Marie.
Anne Marie, where are you from?
Virginia.
Can I ask what you do?
Yeah, he can't hear me right.
He cannot hear you.
I want to be fair and not kind of sway it.
Uh-huh.
The little contest here. But
right.
I have my own adult website, sexyannemarie.com.
Sexyannemarie.com. Oh, fantastic.
Beautiful.
All right.
And what's on sexyannemarie.com?
Ooh, lots of me.
Lots of you.
And other friends, too.
Oh, my. Oh, okay. Party girl.
I have 7 live cams throughout my house also.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do.
Really? So they're webcams going on all the time?
All the time.
And they see you doing everything on that webcam?
Well, wow. Just about everything.
Wow.
No bathroom.
Oh, no bathroom. Right. Did they see you pooping?
No.
But they see you dressing and bathing? And
yes, everything. It's about my everyday life. Sometimes I get to see a little action.
Really?
Sometimes I don't. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Well, listen, put up some sign like, hi, Don and Mike, because we'll log on tonight. Does it cost anything?
Yeah, there is a free tour, but we might be able to work something out for you guys.
Yeah, give us a password.
There is a membership, so definitely.
Fantastic.
All right, well, sexyannemarie.com. We need you to get to however you're going to be for the contest tonight.
And I guess Anne Marie would probably, you know, throw caution to the wind. My goodness.
Jesus H. Christ. Okay,
Now it's what we have to do is we have to be restrained in our descriptions here.
Turn around and take a look at Buzz there, Anne Marie, sexy Anne Marie. That's Buzz in the next room.
Hi, Anne Marie.
Hello. Buzz will
you?
Be describing sexy Anne Marie.
Yes, I will.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Okay, now go put headphones on, Anne Marie. So
okay.
We have to have Buzz do the description.
Wow.
Well, I think that, you know, the line of work might have betrayed what's going on here.
Tell you this, ain't no mustache on that chick. The only mustache on her is probably between her legs. Buzz, go ahead, please.
Contestant number seven is 20-something, we didn't ask her age, Anne Marie, an adult web mistress. She's tan, with long blonde hair, and very large breasts with, I'm guessing, some help from science. She is very pretty, very cute, though. Very lovely. I think I would have to give her a very strong... Ah, what the hell? I'll give her a 9.
9?
How big would you estimate those breasts are?
Oh, man, those have got to be 40 double D.
Yeah. Thank you, Buzz.
Absolutely. Thank you, Buzz.
Excellent.
You bet.
Okay, keep Anne Marie in the corner.
I tell you this, she smells better than the other girls have.
Yes, she does.
I hope that's not a giveaway, too.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Interesting point.
Old needle dick.
You know, they all have that option to put on the perfume. And now we're going to bring Mr. Perfect back in here.
Bring in Mr. Perfect. Mr. Perfect.
Bring in Mr. Tootsie Roll.
Here he comes.
All right, here he comes.
All right, lead him in.
He's back in here. It's quite a workout for him today. as we go to our seventh interview.
Okay, have a seat, Mr. Perfect.
All right, and Mr. Perfect, we need you to say hello to Anne-Marie.
Hello, Anne-Marie.
Hi, Anne. How are you?
Good. All right, let's give you 10 questions. Watch it with the fatty stuff. Go.
Yeah, okay. What size feet do you have?
6.5.
Okay. What's your favorite sexual position?
Ooh, I like them all. That's kind of tough.
What?
I guess doggy style.
Oh. good. Okay. And what is your favorite food?
Oh, I love Italian food. Pizza, lasagna.
Okay. Do you like to drink? Alcohol, that is?
Not all the time. Every once in a while. On a special occasion.
Okay. Do you live with your parents?
No, I do not.
You're halfway there, Mr. Perfect. You have 5 questions.
5 more to go.
Thank you very much, Mike.
You're welcome, Mr. Perfect.
Hey, MP, I haven't asked you about the PILL.
Yes. Anne-Marie, are you on the pill?
No, I am not.
Okay. Do you want children?
Yes, I do.
Anytime soon?
No, not anytime soon.
Anytime soon counts as a question, Mike.
That's 2. You're down to 3 questions, Mr. Perfect.
Okay. If I were to give you a caramel, would you suck on it or would you bite it?
Oh, I definitely suck on it and lick on it. Take my time. That's how I like to do it.
Okay. And one question left, Mike?
2 questions, Mr. Perfect.
2 questions. Okay, help me out with one more
time. Okay, you haven't asked her about if she gets asked out on second dates.
Okay, Anne-Marie, do you get asked out on second dates regularly?
Yes, I do.
And you didn't ask her your dumb question about the animal she most resembles.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't need to ask her this. Why should I pick you, Anne-Marie?
Well, I'm a lot of fun. I enjoy life. I believe you only live once. You got to have fun. I guess that's basically it. A lot of fun, a lot of personality.
All right,
good.
Lead her away, please. Very
all right, Anne-Marie, now you can move to the back of the
Anne-Marie,
studio.
Anne-Marie, go to the back of the room, please.
We're going to lead Mr. Perfect out of here.
He's got 3 more girls to meet still.
Very good.
And we're orchestrating. It's going to be great because we're going to have all of the girls in here.
That's right.
When he selects the winner.
Beautiful.
When he'll still be naked. He takes the blindfold off.
Now, Anne-Marie, what did you think of Mr. Perfect?
Aw, he was very nice. I feel bad for him sitting there with no clothes on. I give him a lot of credit. That takes a lot to do that, to sit there and be blindfolded.
Well, he wants a date on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well.
Well, do you think he was a good-looking guy?
Oh, yes. Definitely.
If he was to approach you, would you consider going out with him?
I'd have to talk to him a little bit more and get to know him. Looks aren't everything to me. Personality.
Maybe you'll have your opportunity to get to know him a little bit.
All right, sexy Anne-Marie. Sexyannemarie.com.
All right.
All right, get out of here.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You know what? That's funny. That goodbye is almost worth a replay. If Rob was back in here,
we'll isolate it, though.
All right. Goodbye, goodbye,
goodbye. All right, 3 more girls to go.
That's it.
3 more girls to go. Mm-hmm. I defy all you douchebags that have been calling us this week to tell me this is not a great contest.
Amen.
Incredible lineup of contestants.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, we've had a pretty nice... what's the word of
selection?
Diverse selection. Mm-hmm.
Smorgasbord. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And it's all up to Mr. Perfect. 3 girls to go, and then he'll pick. We'll be right back.
Number 1, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
I want everybody together to go ahead and say, penis, 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 vagina, vagina, vagina.
Lesson 3, Pickup Lines. My penis is like that of a donkey.
Mon pénis est comme celui d'un âne. Mon pénis est comme celui d'un âne.
Happy Valentine's Day!
As enigmatic as Buzz Burbank's so-called belly button. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, all of the junior G-men out there, please stop calling Lisa.
God, what a pain in the ass.
And saying, hey, we went to Anne-Marie's website and she's married. When Anne-Marie called us yesterday, you know... Is it too much to ask that you guys all listen to the show every day?
Right.
We know that Anne Marie is married.
Yes, we knew that going in, so it's perfectly acceptable, and we know it's on the website. Come on now.
And that's the wild card.
Right.
That we're going to tell Mr. Perfect right before he selects.
One of them is married.
One of them is married.
Very good.
That's what makes it even better.
Absolutely.
But goddamn, how many calls do you think, Lisa? 100 calls during that break? From guys?
How long is the commercial break?
Six and a half minutes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Non-stop. Phones ringing. Dynamite show, blah, blah, blah. Dynamite show, just bang, bang, bang,
yeah,
bang.
Yeah, they all wanted to say that.
You can take in 6.5 minutes is as many calls as we got.
And as you pointed out to me, it's guys that immediately...
Went to the website.
We're like, she's married, guys. She's married. Contest over. You know, cancel contest. She's married.
Thinking that they're ratting her out. But if you remember,
effers,
when she called yesterday, she said... I'm married, and we said, how would your husband feel about you going on a date? And she said, we have an open marriage.
That's right, absolutely.
Obviously, if she's got a goddamn X-rated website.
That's an open marriage. That's a wide open marriage.
So listen, we knew all about it. Thanks for your help.
Very good.
Let's meet girl number...
Number eight.
All right, three more. 8, 9, 10. 3 more girls to meet.
We're winding down.
I see. The best part is going to be Mr. Perfect at the end.
Oh yeah.
Hello.
How are you?
One of them's married.
Boy.
Hi, honey. How you doing?
Cool outfit.
Good. How are you?
Hi, doing great. Thank you. Who are you? What is your name?
My name is Laura.
And Laura, where are you from?
Falls Church, Virginia.
Yeah. How old are you?
28.
28. What do you do?
I'm in sales.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Celeb you think you most resemble?
I've been told Ellen DeGeneres and Meg Ryan.
That is as perfect a description of the combination of celebrities as anyone has ever come in here with, in my opinion. You do look like, you know, there's a little Ellen DeGeneres, and then the Meg Ryan comes in to make it okay.
Yeah. And the reason that you're playing today...
Because I was on my way home yesterday, and I heard you guys giving the description of the guy, and you said he looks like an underwear model.
Yeah.
I'm single for like a year and a half.
Oh, good.
So I need a date.
Very good.
All right.
I like that's a good
not
reason.
Not just anybody, though.
Well, I'm rooting for you now.
Well, you'll be able to eyeball him yourself, and you'll see that we weren't lying.
Good to say hi to Buzz Burbank right over there. Right? Yeah.
Hi. How you doing, Laura?
Now, we need nice you to take off, you. Slip out of that jean jacket, and slip out of whatever else you got on there.
And then we're going to ask you to go to the back of the studio after you look at Buzz, and Buzz will give you a description of you to our listening audience. I like the outfit, though.
Okay, we take your picture for our website?
Sure.
Okay, would that be with top or without top?
Without.
Yay. Wow. Excellent. Yeah. All you same guys calling to scream about Anne Marie will now be able to go to our website and really get your jerk on.
Right. Now, we have to keep this... We really can't go over the top when we're describing contestants here.
Right.
Because, you know, otherwise it'll be cheating. All right.
You can go over the top with me if you'd like.
That's okay.
No. We're trying to...
Wait, I'm going to go topless. Okay.
Okay, let her take her bra off.
It's a good attitude.
Be nice, guys.
Oh, what do you mean, be nice, guys?
Yes.
Oh.
Please. Be nice,
we'll
guys.
We'll find it in our hearts. Mm.
Be nice, guys. Okay,
yeah, we'll try.
There's the photo.
We'll try.
And now if you would turn and look at Buzz, since Buzz will be describing you. And we need you to scoop up your clothes out of the chair. Because
otherwise, Mr. Perfect's hairy butt will be sitting on those. That's right.
All right, so. Now go right over here in the corner with Rob. He's going to slip some headphones on you.
There we go.
It's like on Ben Stein's, when Ben Stein's Cunning.
No looking at the notes.
A nice pirouette for Buzz.
All right, and now you put on the magic headphones, and Buzz, we need the description.
Another good one here. Contestant number 8, 28-year-old Laura in sales, came in wearing studded denim. She's topless now. She says she looks like Ellen DeGeneres and Meg Ryan. Donna Mike agreed with that. I thought she looked a little like Anne Heche.
And I put a little Annette Bening in there also.
Uh-huh.
I would also, you know, I don't know if we can say this or not, but she's kind of at the top of the list right now, I think.
H.O.T.?
Yeah, very much so. And the right reasons, so.
An incredible smile, great dimples, short blonde hair, thin but not too much so, medium-sized breasts with large nipples. I'm going to have to give her an 8, a strong 8.
A strong 8.
Mm-hmm.
And she's agreed to be photographed topless for the website.
Very good.
Wow.
All right. Take the headphones off her, and let's bring in Mr. Perfect.
All right. we're going to bring in Mr. Perfect, and then he will...
Now, remember, he will not be able to see you. You will be able to see him. See all of him.
That's right.
Okay, wheel him in. We have him sequestered in the next room, and here he comes right now.
Now, let's welcome him back, please. Mr. Perfect.
Here he is.
Mr. Perfect. Hi, Mr. Perfect.
Good old MP. Have a seat, Mr. Perfect.
All right, how you doing? Hello? How you doing?
There you go. I got it there. Hi, Mr. Perfect.
How you doing, Don?
Doing great. This is girl number 8 for you to meet.
Say hi to Laura, Mr. Perfect.
Hi, Laura.
How are you?
All right,
not
essentially.
Touch, obviously.
10 questions for Laura. Let's go, Mr. Perfect.
Sense of humor. It's great.
10 questions.
Okay, Laura. What size? Let me try something a little different.
You see, he's naked, and she can see.
Yes,
she is topless.
I'm out here with my tatas hanging out.
She is topless. He cannot see.
But I can't see, so it's not give and take.
That's all right. I got 3 guys looking at me. So
all right, get right to those questions,
okay.
Mr. Perfect.
Do you like bonbons?
No.
No. Okay. Do you like Oprah Winfrey?
Sometimes.
Okay. Do you lick your fingers when you're done eating your food?
I'd rather have you lick them while you're eating my food.
Oh, interesting answer.
Thanks, Mike.
What? What's the matter with you?
All right, and let me see. Help me out, Don. I just went blind.
All right, hold on. Let me go to your list. P-I-double-L.
Yeah. Why do I keep that? Are you on the pill?
I am not on the pill because right now I don't have sex. If I were to engage in sex, then I would get on the pill.
Huh. Interesting.
You could ask her about her feet.
I did.
Oh, you did?
I did.
No, you didn't.
No. Okay. What size are your feet?
A nice 8.5.
Okay.
That's your 5th question. You have 5 more questions, Mr.
All right. What would you expect if I took you out on a date?
Respect and romance.
Okay.
Respect and romance.
All right. Help me out again, Don.
All right, let me see. Okay, hold on. Here's one for you. Did you ask her if she lives with her parents?
No. Do you live with your parents?
Absolutely not. No way.
Okay, you also didn't ask her if she gets asked out on second dates?
Yes. Do you get asked out on second dates?
Sometimes I do, but I have to refuse.
Okay, do you read any women's fitness magazine?
No.
Oh, come on. Come to the freaking flag, guys.
Violations.
Mm. All right, you have 2 questions left.
You could ask her your dumb animal question.
No touching.
You can ask her your
Tootsie Roll Pop question.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I went to caramel because you don't ever seem to be satisfied.
No, I like Tootsie Roll Pop.
The thing is, you'd never get Tootsie Roll Pop right.
If I gave you a Tootsie Roll Pop, would you lick it to get to the center, or would you bite it to get to the center?
Honestly,
yeah, please, preferably.
When I eat Tootsie Pop, I bite the candy and suck on the...
I believe it was a rhetorical question. Please don't touch him.
Most intelligent answer. So.
And you have 1 more question that you could ask her about Victoria's Secret, outdoor activities.
Or why should I pick you?
Yeah.
Because I'm so exciting to be with. My personality is, it's like a chameleon. I can fit into anything and have massive fun and just make you laugh the whole time.
All right, that's it.
That's it.
Lead her away, please. Lead her away.
Lead Laura out to the back of the studio, and then we're going to lead Mr. Perfect out, and then we're going to get Laura's
impression. Get Laura out of the way first.
Come on, Rob.
Laura. Whoa. Hold on. They're touching. They're touching.
I didn't let them touch.
They're touching. They're
touching me.
Rob's afraid to touch the pretty girl.
I feel like Rain Man. Uh-oh. They're touching. Got to get my underwear at Kmart in Cincinnati. We're a long way from Cincinnati.
Uh-oh.
Can't go for a long drive.
Now, we've let Mr. Perfect back into his sequestered room, and we have to get Laura's impression of Mr. Perfect.
Okay, so what did you think of him?
He's cute.
He's cute?
He's cute.
Mm-hmm. Is he your type, Laura? Is he your type? What's that?
He's got a cute little body.
Cute little body.
Mm-hmm. If he was to approach you in an eatery or a bar or restaurant, would you accept his advances?
Maybe.
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 All right.
Probably so.
Probably so. So it wouldn't be necessarily, if he picked you for the date, it wouldn't be necessarily a bad thing.
Exactly.
All right. Could you see yourself spending Valentine's evening with him?
Yeah, totally.
All right.
All right. Wish you the very best of luck.
I could see myself spending Valentine's with you and you.
Wow.
And you.
Oh, wow, that's very nice. That's another call for our divorce lawyers.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I just saw a picture of you guys in a restaurant recently. And I was like, oh, my God, that's them?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, they're good-looking guys. I need to...
Have we mentioned that she is our favorite contestant so far?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that, nothing has changed that, right?
All right, get out of here.
Thank you.
Thank you, get out. Very nice meeting you.
Yeah, very nice meeting you.
Please,
thank you.
Please get out.
Yes. She's trouble.
She's being charming.
She's trouble.
All right, now how many we got left? Two?
Two more. Do we really?
Two more girls.
Okay. All right.
All right. We're going to do a break then. We'll come back with the final two girls.
Yay.
And then, for the climax, all 10 girls will be in the studio, fully clothed, while Mr. Perfect is still naked, while blindfolded. And it's at that point that we're going to tell him one of the girls is married.
Yes, while he is blindfolded, he will give the winning girl, he won't write it down, but he will tell you the winning girl.
Winning girl.
And then the winning girl will be revealed. He'll take his blindfold off, he'll see all of the women in front of him.
And then we're going to say, for instance, if he chooses, Sandy Sue, we'll say, Sandy Sue, take one step forward.
Or we can actually go through all the girls and they make it a process of elimination. You didn't choose so-and-so, say hi to so-and-so until the very last girl is standing.
There's a lot of different ways to do it.
Yeah. Very exciting.
Okay, two more girls to go. We'll meet them when we come right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Look at you. Look at you. You're so sexy. I'm getting a Woody just looking at you.
The ass of a 10-year-old boy.
Tu as le cul d'un garçon de 10 ans. Tu as le cul d'un garçon de 10 ans.
Valentine's Day. God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, two girls to go. And then the big decision on the blind date. One girl gets $1,000, limo's downstairs with the motor running, waiting to take Mr. Perfect and his dream date off to the Palm Restaurant tonight in D.C.
So far, Meredith, Mindy, Lynn, Sarah, Crystal, Amber, Anne-Marie, and Laura have been interviewed by Mr. Perfect.
I hope you've been listening to Buzz's description. You can see selected pictures of the girls in various stages of undress on 106.7 WJFK.com tonight, sometime after the show.
Very good.
Also a picture of Mr. Perfect.
Wow.
Let's bring in girl number 8.
Number 9.
Oh, number 9. I'm sorry. You're right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number 9.
Number 9.
That's right. We got two more girls to go, and then it's time for him to make his big decision.
Number 9er. Make the baby cry.
And we get to drop the bomb on him that one of them is married.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, here comes girl number 9.
Number 9.
Wow.
Hi there.
Hi. Hi, what's your name?
Heather.
Heather, where are you from?
Reston, Virginia.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Are you?
How old are you, Heather?
26.
Can you talk right into the front of the microphone?
26.
Thank you very much. What do you do for a living?
Government marketing consultant.
Mm-hmm. Reason you're playing the game today?
Why not?
Why not?
Best smelling contestant, in my opinion, that we've had so far. I like the perfume.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very, very nice.
Uh-huh. And no date tonight on Valentine's Day?
No, none at all.
Why is that?
I don't know. You tell me.
I'm looking at you. I can't figure out a reason why.
Say hi to Buzz Burbank over there in the other studio.
Hi, Heather.
Hi, Buzz Burbank.
Nice to meet you.
Hey.
Hello.
Okay, and, I guess that's enough of the interview process.
That's enough of this this paltry small talk.
Oh, how about a picture? Hey, Lisa, are we going to get a picture? You mind if we put your picture on the website?
I'd rather not.
Okay,
really? No, don't worry about the picture, yeah. Lisa.
It doesn't have to be topless.
I know, but I'd still rather not.
Okay, all right. It's your choice.
Okay.
Lisa's running all over the building.
All right, well, then, if you would please prepare yourself.
Prepare yourself for your interview with Mr. Perfect. We ask you to remove your top, and then you're going to go to the back of the studio, and Buzz Burbank will describe you to our listening audience.
Look at me.
Wow, look at that see-through bra.
Very interesting brassiere. Wow.
It's a see-through bra that has, like, little flowers on it and stuff.
Absolutely.
No, I bought it special.
Really, I bought it special? Well, thank you.
Good job. We appreciate that.
That's very nice. If you wouldn't mind slipping out of that. If you need help with that, I'm sure Buzz can do it with his teeth. Not there. She just pulled it down over her shoulders.
Very good.
And
now, Heather, we ask you to step to the back of the studio, put the magic headphones on, and Mr. Burbank will give us the description. Very good. She's having a little trouble with that brassiere.
Okay, there she goes.
All right,
put the headphones on so she can't hear the description. Well, Buzz.
Yes.
Go ahead, Buzz.
We have our work cut out for us.
Mm-hmm.
Contestant number 9 is 26-year-old Heather, who works with the government. She has long auburn hair, very pretty. I would describe her as being very together. She has a very together look.
And she's the prettiest girl we've seen, I think. Mm-hmm.
Very pretty.
Very pretty, and I would say small to medium, very nice breasts. And I'm going to have to give her a 9 as well.
A 9 as well.
Mm-hmm. Two very strong contestants in a row.
Mm-hmm. All right, beautiful. Thank you.
All right, and now we're going to...
I mean, all right, beautiful like her, although she is. I mean, all right, not beautiful like his situation's beautiful.
Right. Now we're going to lead Mr. Perfect.
Now you stand back here in the corner.
Lisa, put the leash on his dog collar and lead him back in here.
And you're going to get to see him as he comes through the door. Now remember, he'll be naked. You will see him. He will not see you.
He will be blindfolded.
And then he's only got one more girl after this.
And then he can stop whining about the cold.
Here he comes, Mr. Perfect.
Here comes Mr. Perfect.
Mr. Perfect, you're on girl number 9, so you're almost there. You're almost to your dream Valentine's Day date.
Hi, Mr. Perfect.
Oh, hold on, let me turn his mic on. Hello, MP.
How you doing?
We're doing great. Please say hello to...
This is Heather. Say hi to Heather, Mr. Perfect.
Hi, Heather.
Hey, Mr. Perfect.
Mr. Perfect getting a little irritated. I think we're being blindfolded and naked for this period of time.
All right, you have 10 questions for Heather. We're ready. Go ahead.
Well, I already know she has a sense of humor, so we can skip that. Heather, what brand jeans do you wear? I'm sorry.
Levi's. For men, preferably.
Okay. For men. Okay. I think they put extra cushion in there in the back door for me.
What
was that?
No, I'm mumbling to myself.
You are just listening to the ramblings of a lunatic. He's trying to figure out if you're F-A-T.
It's kind of like a hostage situation. He's had the blindfold on and been naked for so long.
He's bitter. Yes. What he said was, if you couldn't hear him, he said he believes that they put extra padding in the ass area in the man's jeans.
Jeans for small men. Does that help you out?
Now listen.
Hey. No, be careful.
Don't.
Violation.
Don't you lead the witness now.
Next question, Mr. Perfect. Let's get to it. Come on now.
Okay. What's your favorite food?
Tequila?
Good answer. Good answer.
Okay.
Like that.
Is there calories in it? What is, I'll ask the animal question. If you had to pick an animal that you are most like, what animal would that be and why?
That's a dumb question.
That's a dumb question.
It is.
Don't be shy. Just go ahead and answer.
A tiger, because I was born in the year of the tiger.
Okay. Dumb answer, so.
No, not a dumb answer. Dumb question.
No, it's not a dumb question.
Don't you insult our contestants. As we've told you all day long, that's a dumb question.
All right.
You're on your fourth question.
Satisfies my needs.
All right. You're on your fourth question now.
All right. Do you like bonbons?
Ice cream ones?
The only bonbons I know of.
I like ice cream.
Okay.
All right. Question number 5.
Okay. Do you live with your parents?
No, I own a house.
Oh, okay. Are you on the pill?
Yep. And I carry condoms in my purse.
Very good. Bonus.
Okay.
You have 4 questions left.
Okay. Don, I'm drawing a blank. Help me out.
All right, hold on. You have your Victoria's Secret question? You haven't asked her that one yet?
Yeah, let me ask her that. Do you have any Victoria's Secret items in your drawers?
Yeah, actually, I bought a bra special from there just for today.
Okay.
All right, you did
Was
that.
It a large bra?
You can't do that.
No, that's not.
Jeez. Now, you haven't asked her if she gets out on the second date. If she gets asked out on the second date.
I'll skip that.
All right, you have three questions left.
You have your dumb Tootsie Roll Pop question.
Yeah, if I were to give you a Tootsie Roll Pop, would you lick it to get to the center, or would impatience prevail and would you bite it?
Impatience would prevail.
All right. Are you haven't asked her favorite outdoor activities.
Yes. What is your favorite outdoor activity?
I like to go hiking a lot.
Okay.
One more question.
You haven't asked about her feet.
Then I won't. Why should I pick you?
Because I'm kind of laid back and I'm fun, and it would be cool to go to a nice restaurant and drink on somebody else's tab and have a good time tonight.
Yes, that is always nice.
All right, that's
all
it.
All right, thank you.
That's it. Thank you, Mr. Perfect.
All right, lead her away, please.
Heather, you have to go to the back of the studio, and then we're going to get your impressions of Mr. Perfect.
All right, get him out of here.
I would say it was a little tense.
Mr. Perfect, you're only coming in twice more. One more time to meet a girl, last time to make your selection.
All right, let's get Heather back over to the microphone here. Heather, it was a little tense, wasn't it? A little, yeah. Little tense there. What do you think about our Mr. Perfect?
I don't think
I won. No, you know what? I don't know.
Sometimes guys like that.
You never know.
You offered up a lot of personality, and frankly, you're getting him at the end of the day when his patience.
He's a little worn down, but being blindfolded and naked and dragged back and forth in and out of the studio all day long.
What'd you think of him?
Not my type.
Oh! Not my type.
No.
Wow. Wow. So if he picks you to go on the date, though, you will enjoy an evening with him, right?
Fun.
Very good.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
He's not your type.
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
You know what?
No room for any conjecture there. Not her type.
You know what? That is hope for guys who look like you and me.
Amen.
If a guy like that's not her type.
That's right.
Amen. Very nice meeting you.
Thank you, Heather.
All right, get out of here.
Good job.
Thanks. Okay, one more girl.
All right.
One more girl.
This is our last contestant.
Here she comes.
Very exciting.
It's been really a diverse group of women that we've had here today.
Sure has.
Great variety.
And here comes the final girl right now. And then Mr. Perfect will have a commercial break to think about it.
Uh-huh.
And then he's going to select his dream date.
Wow. You know, I just want to say one thing. That over the last few women, it's become very difficult, I think, for Buzz Burbank.
Yeah, it really has.
Hey, Amazon lady, how you doing? Zena. Jesus.
Wow.
Hi, what's your name?
Amy.
Amy, where are you from, Amy?
Alexandria.
Okay, and what do you do?
Entertainer.
Adult entertainer.
Wow. How tall are you, Amy?
6 foot.
6 foot.
Wow. Would you work in an establishment that we maybe have heard of?
Probably. Crystal City Restaurant.
Ah, the Crystal City Restaurant.
Fantastic.
Like that.
The food is great.
Like that very much. Yeah, right, Buzz. The food's great. How old are you?
24.
Reason you're entering the contest?
Just for the fun of it.
Just for the fun of it. And do you not have a date for Valentine's Day?
Have you met Buzz Burbank over there in the other studio?
Hi, Amy. Nice to meet you.
How tall are you?
I asked her that.
Oh.
You're hypnotized.
What was the answer?
She's 6 foot.
6 foot. Okay. How tall are you? That one was a joke. Okay, would you please prepare yourself for us?
Yes. Time for you to get undressed.
Okay, she's an entertainer, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. And now what we're going to ask you to do is move to the back of the studio, and Mr. Burbank over there will just have you
Buzz?
Seen Buzz there.
Buzz, you get a good look at...
I again, Amy.
6 foot tall, Amy. Okay, we need you to put headphones on, please.
And now, Buzz, we need your description.
Okay, contestant number 10 is 24-year-old Amy. She's an entertainer. Apparently dances at the Crystal City Restaurant. She's tall. She's 6 foot tall, Dawn. And she has long brown hair, large breasts, again, with some help from science.
What do you estimate the size to be?
Oh, I'm going to say maybe 30,
38.
38D?
Yeah.
38D,
yeah.
That's about right.
Yeah.
What is your end of? How about her face?
Oh, a very pretty face. Nothing wrong with Amy's face.
A little like Sandra Bullock, a little bit, the face.
Yeah, it's a good comparison.
And what is the overall rating you would give her, Buzz?
Well, I hate to sound like a broken record, but 9.
Another 9?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There they are.
You know, for the record, it's been two pros today. We have the girl from the sex website.
Right.
And the girl who's a dancer. Okay. Take the headphones off.
Let's lead Mr. Perfect in.
Now, hold on. You got to stand in the corner there with Rob while we bring Mr. Perfect in. Like one of the Iraq hostages back when Jimmy Carter was president.
It's almost over for him. I guess I can understand his frustration. He's been paraded naked in front of 10 women today.
2 hours now he's been let in and out of rooms, and he's been blindfolded.
There have been some skirmishes here, and now he's coming in to interview his last woman. And you know, he has been a good sport.
Yeah.
Let's give him one last round of applause.
Mr. Perfect. We salute you now. Mr. Perfect, this is going to be the last woman that you select.
Thank God.
That you interview, and then you will be making your selection. Please say hello, Mr. Perfect, to contestant number 10.
Hello, contestant number 10.
This is Amy. Say hi to Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
And Amy, we need you to speak up and right into the microphone, please. All right, go, Mr. Perfect, go.
Okay, Amy, what size feet do you have?
5'10".
Okay, do you like animals?
Yeah.
Okay, and if you were to pick an animal that you were most like, what animal would that be, and why?
I would have to say a black panther because they're smooth and sleek.
Okay. I know you guys don't like this, but if I were to give you a Tootsie Roll Pop, would you lick it to the center or would you bite it to the center?
Let me say for the record, we don't mind the question.
I like the question.
It's been the fact that you F it up every time. This is the first time you've gotten it correct, and we applaud you.
Good job.
The first time you got it right.
So you eat the whole thing, bite it to the center, what would you do, Amy?
I would bite it to the center because I like instant gratification.
There you go.
Right. For you, it would be.
Five more questions, Mr. Perfect.
Okay, five more questions. Are you on the pill?
No, I prefer to swallow.
Oh my
God damn. Oh.
Hey now.
God damn.
Help me out, Don.
Oh, okay, I'm going to go to your list. You didn't ask her about the Victoria's Secret stuff?
She probably doesn't. Do you have any Victoria's Secret in your drawers? Dresser? Oh, okay.
Do you?
Yeah,
she said. You didn't ask her if she lives with her parents.
Do you live with your parents?
Okay. You didn't ask her your
question. Two more questions.
You didn't ask her your question about do you get asked out on second dates?
Yeah, we can just skip that. I don't like that one.
Okay. Two more questions. They're your questions,
I know. A friend told me to ask that.
Outdoor activities? Did you ask for that one?
That's a good one. What outdoor activity do you like the most?
Basketball.
Okay. And why do you think I should pick you?
Intelligent, easy to talk to. I feel that I'm attractive and I have a good personality. I'm a positive person.
All right, that's enough.
That's it. Those are the 10 questions. All right, leave them there. You'll only be coming down.
Mr. Perfect, leave them there for 1 second, Lisa, because I want to tell him one thing.
Please let me put my clothes back on.
No, you don't put your clothes back on yet.
Not yet.
All right. When you come back, all 10 women will be here in the studio. And you will select the one woman to go out on a date with you tonight immediately as soon as you leave.
Okay.
We do want to tell you that of the 10 women, one of them is married.
That is the wild card in the group of 10.
How come they're not out with their husband on Valentine's Day?
Well, that's
because they have an open marriage.
So one of them is married, and we just have to let you know that going in, Mr. Perfect.
Like Buzz, right?
That's right.
Yes, like Buzz.
Not quite.
Exactly. Yes, like Buzz.
There was a sign.
Now, when
so,
you,
Mr. Perfect.
Yes, go ahead, Don.
All I want to do is say, do you need any help remembering any of the girls' names?
Yeah.
I can go down the list for you if you want.
Yeah, the first one was Meredith.
It was Meredith, then it was Mindy, then Lynn, then Sarah, then Crystal, Amber, Anne Marie, Laura, Heather, and Amy.
Okay.
Okay, number 1 through 10. Now you have one commercial set to go in the other room and think about it. When you come back in the next time, all 10 girls will be in here, and you will make your selection.
Okay.
All right, get out of here.
Thank you, Don.
Help him out, please. Thank you, Mr. Perfect.
There he goes.
Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome.
He's been to the mill today.
I think he wants to go out to dinner with Lisa tonight.
All right, now they're leading Mr. Perfect out, and we're going to get Amy's impressions of Mr. Perfect.
All right, Amy. What were your thoughts of him?
I think he's very attractive.
Very attractive, she says.
How did you like the interview process? You thought that went well?
Yeah, it was pretty smooth.
All right.
If he was one of the dudes that came up to you in the club, would you consider going out for a drink with him afterwards?
No, I don't go out with any customers.
Okay, well, let's say you met him in another social venue. Would you consider going out with him?
Sure.
Sure, she said.
Very good.
All right, thank you.
Thank
Get
you,
out of
Amy.
Here, please. Thank you, Amy.
There goes 6 foot tall Amy.
Wow. And there you go.
That's it. Let's give them all a round of applause.
That's the 10 women.
All right.
Ended up with a pretty great field.
Sure did. There is an incredible variety, and there are many attractive women to choose from. What? There are many interesting women to choose from.
The question is, which one will he select? And don't forget, Anne Marie with the .com.
Yeah, that's right. She's got a husband.
She's the married one. So when we come back, Mr. Perfect makes his selection. He'll put his pants on. And we're going to put him right in the limo.
That's right.
And send him right down to the Palm Restaurant.
Very good.
The best part is yet to come.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Did you really mean what you said up there?
Uh-huh. I just want you to be happy, Mary.
But I'd be happiest with you.
What about Brett Favre?
What'd I tell you the first time we met? I'm a Niners fan.
You are as sexy as a chimpanzee in rubber pants.
Tu es aussi sexy qu'un chimpanzé en pantalon de caoutchouc. Tu es aussi sexy qu'un chimpanzé en pantalon de caoutchouc.
Happy Valentine's Day!
America's most happening hate mongers, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, blind date ready to pay off right now.
Boy, this is really exciting.
Mm-hmm. We've had 10 girls, 10 wonderful girls. We're going to wait for Mr. Perfect to come back in. He's still going to be naked.
happy about that, too.
With the blindfold on. He's going to pick the one girl that he likes the best.
Right.
And they will immediately be whisked away via limo to the Palm Restaurant tonight. Power table, lobster dinner with anything they like on the menu tonight. Thanks to Tommy Giacomo and the Palm Restaurant in D.C. You'll be able to see pictures of most of the contestants who have given their consent, including a couple of topless ones, at 1067wjfk.com.
Very good.
Okay, and here come, who are we for? Are we bringing the ladies in?
We're going to bring the ladies in.
Come on in, girls.
Here they all come right now.
Here they come, all 10 beautiful ladies.
Nice. Ow. Bravo. Ow.
Hi, girls. We love having all of you here.
Hey, let's give them all a round of applause.
Only one of you is going out tonight with Mr. Perfect. For the other ones, we have the great prizes like DVD players and CDs and VHS stuff. And
you are all terrific.
Lobstergrams and days at the spa. At least that's prizes for everybody. We just want to say that you're all wonderful. However, Mr. Perfect can only select one of you.
That's right. One of you will be going on a dream date tonight.
Tonight. With Mr. Perfect.
Right.
And I think that we should let him. You know what? There's so many ways to do this.
Yeah. There are a million ways to do this.
He should announce the name and then take the blindfold off and then have the girls step forward, I think.
Yeah, just have the winner step forward.
Yeah. So, girls, even if he announces your name, don't make a big deal about it.
Right.
Come on in, Mr. Perfect. Here he comes for the final time, being let in naked by Lisa. Give him a round of applause,
fantastic.
Please.
Fantastic. And now, Mr. Perfect, you are naked and surrounded by women who are fully clothed.
Is that right, Mr. Perfect?
Are we going to sit him down again?
I guess that. Well, he's going back to his chair.
Okay. Watch out, ladies.
It's him. Mr. Perfect.
Hi, Mr. Perfect.
Hi, Mike.
Now, are you ready for your dream date? Hey, girls, you got to get. Can y'all get out of the way so you just so I can make some eye contact with him here? Thank you very much.
All right, we ready to have him remove the blindfold?
Yes, remove the blindfold.
Remove the blindfold, Mr. Perfect. Look around the room.
Now, take
one of these women will be your dream date.
Take a look. Now, Mr. Perfect, what do you think?
Nice.
Overwhelming?
Nice. Yes.
Is it overwhelming?
Yes, thank you, Mike.
All right. Lots of nice broads are in here for you. And the question now, Mr. Perfect, is...
Now, I should tell all the women here that if your name is mentioned, don't react yet.
Is the woman you're going out with tonight?
Oh, who is she?
Yes.
Yes, we need a name. Well, who have you decided on? Who will you be dating?
I have it down to four. Meredith, Laura,
Anne-Marie, and Amy.
Meredith, Laura, Anne-Marie, and Amy.
All right, well, all girls besides... No, you know what? I don't want to do that.
No, we're not going to do that. Just,
I thought
you would fall for that.
No, I'm not going to fall for that. You bastard.
Okay, now, out of those four, who are you going on a date with?
And keep in mind, one of the girls is married. I'll tell you this. One of the four you named is the girl who's married.
It's weird seeing you make that sound and just hearing you make that sound on the radio.
Okay, enough of that. All right, you have to pick a winner.
Well, I like I said, all four, but I'm going to go with Laura because she gave me the cookie.
Laura! All right, reaction from anybody.
No reaction from anybody.
All right, now we have to go down the list, and you have to meet the women you didn't pick.
Yes.
You didn't pick Meredith, who was contestant number one. Meredith, say hi to Mr. Perfect.
Hi, Meredith.
There you go.
Nice to meet you, Meredith.
She's cute.
You didn't pick Mindy. Mindy, step forward and say hi. She's waving at you right over there.
Mindy. Back in the corner.
That's Mindy. You didn't pick Lynn. Where's Lynn? Lynn, say hi to Mr. Perfect. You didn't pick Sarah. There's Sarah. You didn't pick Crystal. Where's Crystal?
Yeah.
That's Crystal. You didn't pick Amber.
That's Amber right there in the Harley shirt.
You didn't pick Anne-Marie. Anne-Marie, say hi to Mr. Perfect.
Take a look at what you missed out on there. She's the married one, incidentally.
That's right. Anne-Marie is the married one.
She has an open marriage.
That would bother me, the married thing.
Open marriage, though.
You didn't pick Heather. Where's Heather? There's a wave from Heather.
Heather.
Should probably apologize to Heather. You're kind of mean to her.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, look at Heather.
There's a little rapport. It's okay.
I am. All right. And you didn't pick Amy. Amy, say hi to Mr. Perfect.
Amy is a stripper, incidentally. But the girl you did select...
The girl who you did...
Excuse me, she's an entertainer.
An entertainer, that's right.
The girl you did select...
This is Laura.
Out of the 10... That's her! That's Laura!
That's Laura!
That's
Laura. All right. That's Laura.
Lisa, go get him his pants.
No, she says no.
Charlie's going to get your pants, Mr. Perfect.
Thanks, Charlie.
That is Laura. Laura, congratulations. Not only have you won $1,000, but tonight you're in a limo with Mr. Perfect. You guys going down to the Palm Restaurant. Everything on us. Have a great time.
Can we give the winner, Laura, a nice round of applause?
Yeah.
You were all fantastic, though. Great contestants.
All we ask is that tomorrow, each of you give us a call, and right at the beginning of the show, as a matter of fact, give us numbers where we can get a hold of you. You get those numbers, Ron?
Sure.
Yeah. Because we'd like to know how the date went tonight.
Okay.
Okay. Are you happy with your choice?
Very. Very.
Oh, Laura? That's good. That's
Laura, good. Are you happy with your choice?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, she says.
Thank you.
Let him put his pants on, and then maybe they can hug or something.
That's right. Okay, yeah, get some clothes.
We'll have time to hug. I'll just wait for the girls to leave.
Oh, he wants the girls to leave before he puts his pants on.
All right, girls, all of you, get out of here. You're all wonderful. Have a great Valentine's Day.
Thank you very much, ladies.
Enjoy your gifts.
Good job, one and all.
Girls, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And we have to talk to Mr. Perfect about the selection process.
Yeah.
You know, I mean...
We got to figure out...
He hit pay dirt here. There's no doubt about it. I mean, really...
Laura was one of our top choices.
She really was. I think she was the best of the bunch. I really do. And how did you do that?
Mr. Perfect, how did you end up picking Laura to be your choice?
Be honest.
Well, I don't know, I don't know if you guys sense it, just talking. She had a great personality, and she said the right things at the right time. She was quick, but not too quick.
I will tell you that I do remember when Laura came in here, we asked all the contestants why they're doing this. Of all the contestants, Laura was, I think, one of the few who said, I did this because I really wanted to have a date on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you're going to get this far with her. She got a hot body.
Yes, she does.
Yes, she does.
And you know what's weird is when I went to the bathroom, when I saw Mike in the bathroom, I came back, I saw her, not knowing who she was, and I said, damn, I hope I picked that woman.
Oh, that's right, and that's when Lisa grabbed him and said, close your eyes. That's right, and she was walking down the hallway
There you go. Mr. Perfect, you were a great sport, a great contestant.
Thank you very much.
Have a good time tonight. Eat, drink, on the house.
All right, be merry. Go on.
Have a good time. Just give us a call tomorrow and let us know everything that happened.
Hey, big fans, guys.
Thank you.
Mr. Perfect.
Thank you, Mr. Perfect.
Good job. Excellent job.
You know, we could not have picked. Thank you very much. A better Mr. Perfect.
That's true. You know, our couple really... And I think, Don, if I'm not mistaken, the date winner, Laura, is going to be on the website, and I think she's going to be topless on the website.
Yes, she was.
Beautiful.
She's not the one who didn't like him, right?
I think
No.
Heather was.
It was Heather that didn't like him.
Heather,
okay.
Heather was oil and water.
I was worried about that.
Yeah, I think they're going to get along fine.
Yeah.
One of our favorites, Laura.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So you can go to 106.7 WJFK. As soon as the idiots here figure out how to figure out the website.
Right.
And check out the picture. Yeah, Laura's topless there.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Excellent contest.
Good job, everybody.
Nice Valentine's Day show. Well done. And Buzz?
Yes.
Thank you for your expertise in describing the girls to a T.
Hey, thanks for letting me do it. I really enjoyed it.
And we mean T.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buzz really found his calling on the show today. And look at that. We're done. And our thanks to Wrestler Mankind, who came in today.
Fantastic.
And we still have time for news and comments.
Amazing.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Buzz, what is your lead story tonight?
Tonight's headline, if this keeps up, Clinton will need a pardon.
Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, hold on. Let me see why the lines are absolutely throbbing.
Not surprised.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, Don and Mike?
Yes, hi.
What? Is this Don and Mike?
What? Yes, hi. What?
Hey, you guys, the caller you guys had yesterday, you guys got to be gay. I mean, you have a guy walking in and out nude, and you can barely get women to get their clothes off.
I got to go. You know what? I don't want to get started on
this. There are 10 topless chicks in here today,
You're jealous. We had lots of women in here today. Deal with it.
You know, go to the website and look yourself.
Amen.
Well, okay. I believe you, but, I mean, you had a guy going in. The guy had to be naked. You had him walking out in front of you guys.
Yeah. Okay, listen. Can I tell you something? If you don't get the fact of a guy walking in and out of the studio naked, blindfolded, as being funny... Then you don't get it.
That wasn't funny. I'm just saying, you guys denying that you...
Oh, please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, you bitch. Remember me? You ain't never called back.
Oh, my God. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I believe we have run into the gentleman that don't have a date. And I have a date tonight.
Oh, I know you do.
I have a date tonight.
I brought Mike out of here.
Hey, fellas.
Within an hour.
Now, really.
No, come on.
I'm going to be in trouble tonight.
I know. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, fantastic radio, guys.
All right,
I think that was one of the best radio shows I've heard in a long
time.
There's
some positive energy, the majority of
it. It was
opinion.
Really excellent. I was sitting in my seat. I was keeping score right with Buzz. I was like, you know, I was rooting. It was really great.
And everybody, really, go to the website tonight and check out the pictures of the girls.
Yeah, they're hot. They really are.
Thanks a lot, guys. Don, great idea.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's all we want, a little affirmation.
Absolutely.
See, it all worked out perfect.
It did.
Buzz, you had something about Clinton.
Yes.
In the news.
Yes, I did.
When we come... Right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
They'll splash the pot whenever the F they please. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
We want to thank all of our contestants for coming down. Some of the ladies won Sony DVD players.
Wow.
Don't miss Dr. T and the Women, the romantic comedy with Richard Gere and Helen Hunt. Now available to rent on video, purchase on DVD. Other girls took home CD soundtracks and VHS copies of the same movie, Dr. T and the Women.
Right.
Richard Gere, Helen Hunt. Get your copy in time for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Might be too late for that. Some of our girls won a day at the spa package from Salon Nordine and Day Spa. Salon Nordine and Day Spa, located in Fairfax at the Fair Lakes Promenade. Next to Old Navy. Call them at 703-278-8232. And other girls won the Lobster Graham. A Valentine's Night delivery of two made lobsters from Lobster Graham. Go to www.livelob.com for a complete description of Lobster Graham deliveries that are available.
Those are nice prizes.
Yeah, all the girls got nice stuff today. And we've just been talking with Mr. Perfect and with Laura.
Yes.
They're both coming in tomorrow.
Oh, good.
For the first break of the show to tell us everything that happens on their dream date.
Good.
Tonight down at the Paul.
They look happy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, happy together.
The limo's downstairs. They're ready to go. And now here is Guy Birdley.
Hi, Don, Mike. Well, this thing's growing hair. A Justice Department lawyer tells Congress he didn't learn about the pardon of fugitive financier Mark Rich until the final hours of the Clinton administration.
I beg your pardon? I
beg your pardon. And he says none of the regular procedures were followed in that pardon. He says the only thing he was told was that Rich had been out of the country for a few years.
Hey, you know, let me just stop you for a second and answer a question for me.
I'll try.
I understand the fact that this guy had all these tax issues, and he was going to become a citizen of Bolivia or something.
Yeah, because he failed to pay his income tax.
Right. But isn't the bottom line on this, once Clinton or any other president pardons somebody, they can have hearings out the wazoo, they cannot overrule the fact that Clinton let the guy go.
No, and I don't see why. I mean, it's basically his word.
Right.
You know what I mean? No matter what, even if they subpoena this guy's ex-wife and get her to testify, it's his word. He chose to pardon him. You could go back over the history of pardons and find pardons with every single president of the United States.
Absolutely. And they can't overturn it, right?
No, they can't.
Well, then why are they wasting our time with this junk?
Because, they've been after the guy, Clinton, for a long time, and they're still after him.
But I mean, you don't have to find stuff like this.
Somebody said the other day, I read a report about the office space issue in Midtown Manhattan, that yes, it's an astronomical amount of money, but in that rent district where we work when we go up there, it is right in the middle of the pack. I mean, that's what office space costs.
Right.
And when you were there, one of the reasons he was there, because it was the media area, and that's where he was going to rent his office, but you didn't hear that. I mean, you didn't hear that ever reported. I mean, you heard that that's the way it was going to be.
Well, lawmakers in the House and Senate, as you know, are already investigating the pardon since Rich's ex-wife made donations to the Clinton campaign and library. Here's the hair that's grown in the last hour.
All right.
U.S. Attorney Mary Jo White in New York says she will investigate to see if there's a direct connection between those campaign donations and the pardon of Mark Rich.
There is, though.
She's going to look at bank records, phone records, and other documents to see if any laws were broken.
Even if they get him caught with his teeth in the ringer, though.
He donated to the campaign. I'm sure that's happened before.
Even if that's happened.
Mm-hmm.
President Clinton already pardoned the guy.
Right.
You can't change it.
I don't know that they're out to change that as much as they are to see if they can nail Clinton on criminal charges. I think that's what this is all about.
Get off the guy's ass.
Honest to God, really. I mean let's move forward. I thought that's all that we heard with the new administration coming in, that we were going to have bipartisan efforts made, and now, no way. They can't stand the fact that he was a successful sitting president.
And I even heard the new guy.
We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House.
I even heard him on TV say, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody stole anything out of Air Force One.
Right.
No, it didn't happen.
All the crap that was supposedly taken out of the house was not taken out of the house. I mean, even this guy.
We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House.
I think he really is ready to move past.
Sure. I believe that, too.
There may be a reason other than graciousness that President Bush wants us to move on from the scandals attached to Bill Clinton. The staunchly Republican New York Post reports that other Republican leaders are getting fed up with the fact that Clinton is getting as much news coverage these days as is the new president. The Post quotes a Republican strategist as saying the Bush team needs to, and I quote, take control of the agenda. They can't have Clinton topping the network news every night. They need to shove him off.
Did you see video of him outside the office? Well, you did. You were telling me
that, right? In Harlem, yeah.
I mean, it's like it's a rock star showing.
Why aren't they mad at Russell Crowe? He's getting publicity for being in the movie Gladiator.
But he's not on every night the way Clinton is.
Well, no, Russell, I watch Entertainment Tonight. Right. He's on every single night.
Gladiator.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out there were 15 civilians on board that American sub that sank a Japanese fishing boat last week. And civilians were occupying two of the three main positions on the bridge.
What the hell's going on?
One of the civilians was at the helm, which controls the sub's direction and angle. The Navy still insists the civilians had nothing to do with the collision. But
get to know Charlie.
This is great. I'm driving a submarine. Joe! We hit a Japanese.
I'm sorry, Charlie. I screwed up again.
We hit a Japanese. La, 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 la. Charlie, dropping the sub. Surface, fast,
get
fast,
to know
fast.
Charlie.
We're going to hit the Japanese. Oh, my God.
Officials admit the civilians could have been a distraction.
La, 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 la.
And questions have been raised about why the civilian factor was kept quiet until yesterday evening. The Navy says it's honoring the civilians' requests that they not be identified.
Well, we know one of them, Charlie Stuex Stabile.
We know one.
And Joseph Ardinger.
Yes, we know two of the 15.
Driving the sub. We're the ones that made it go up really fast. Just like a cork in a bathtub.
A Palestinian bus driver plowed into a crowd of Israeli soldiers and civilians. 8 people were killed. 20 others were injured. Israel has called it an attack. Yasser Arafat said it was a response to Israel's military escalation. And then later he called it a road accident. President Bush sees it as an act of aggression, and he's asking for cooler heads to prevail. After calling it an accident, Arafat said he opposes violence regardless of the circumstances.
Here's what President Bush had to say.
We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House.
All right, Buzz, hold on. We got to do this. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lake, the Don and Mike Show.
Way down upon the Herbert River, far, far away. Well, I've got sand in every nook and cranny. Pants are wet all day. Yeah.
Women love their penises. Don and Mike.
Can't help it. Dogs love cheese. And here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. A new government report says SUVs are much more likely than regular cars to roll over in a single vehicle crash. In ratings released today, no SUV got more than 3 of the 5 stars. Many SUVs got a 2-star rating, including the Ford Explorer 2x2, the Infiniti QX4, and the Jeep Grand Cherokee. Rollovers account for more than 60% of the deaths in SUVs, with cars only 22%.
You see that videotape out of, I think it was Sacramento?
Of the red car going to, it was San Diego, I think.
Was it San Diego? I thought it was icy. That's why it happened.
It was a red
Jeep, I think, wasn't it?
Jeep Cherokee.
And there was a toddler in there. I couldn't believe that. That thing, nobody was hurt.
That's amazing.
And the only reason they showed it on the Today Show was so that Ann Curry could come on afterwards and go, no one was hurt. Isn't that great.
I'm Ann Curry with my floor-length tarp of a skirt. I don't wear anything that exposes any flesh on me at all.
Well, she got a boy's body.
She's got a weird body.
She got like Malcolm in the Middle's body.
You know, I saw her last night.
Frankie Munoz or whatever that kid's name is.
She was doing some report. I don't even know what it was about. It was on Dateline. And she came walking out and they had the floor-length shot of her.
Yeah.
She wore a skirt. You know, first of all, she's Amazonia. And she was wearing a skirt that literally is almost dragging along the floor. You know, it looked like something like out of the 20s. I'm surprised she doesn't wear like a doily around her neck.
You know who's talented? It's her brother.
Yeah?
Tim. He's great if you've ever seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Fantastic. Tim Curry, fantastic. The guy who may have set off the Anna Kournikova computer virus has been arrested and released. Officials in Amsterdam say the 20-year-old turned himself in today after the search was narrowed to the Netherlands. And although the virus snarled email traffic around the world, he was released on his own good word. Police say the crime was not serious enough to warrant jail. They say his case will come up in court in a few weeks. Back to the Future in Kansas today. The new state school board voted 7-3 to put the theory of evolution back into its classrooms.
Yeah, that's
big. Well, that's big of them.
There you go. Now, boys and girls, this is going to come as a shock to you.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to look at this chart.
You see these charts? Starts down here with a monkey, ends up with a man.
I don't believe it. You're wrong. You're wrong. Praise Jesus, you're wrong.
Well, you know what this means. Now they'll have to restart up the field trip to Charlie Braille's house.
Yes. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. To see an example of a non-evolved man.
In suburban Detroit, Marshall Bruce Mathers III has struck a plea bargain.
Children, this is the Broyhill. This is Broyhill, man. Undeveloped.
Look at the way his clothes are not color coordinated. Look how he eats with his hands.
Look how he scratches and picks at himself constantly.
It is the 21st century, but this man is not evolved.
Look how he has no sense of style or color.
And look at his hair. As if Edward Scissorhands cut it on a bad day.
This is Broyhillian man.
I notice his choice of music. Only Marillion.
Right.
And only at decibel level 80.
Yes, that's right. The same music the cavemen listened to.
The origins of man. In suburban Detroit, Marshall Bruce and Mathers III has struck a plea bargain. The rapper known as Eminem pleaded guilty to carrying a concealed weapon.
Excuse me. Yes. I heard this on the G. Gordon Liddy show.
Yes.
That is pronounced Aminam.
Aminam.
You are correct, sir.
Aminam.
Aminam.
I can't get with that. In return, prosecutors have dropped the charge of assault with a dangerous weapon. Mathers allegedly pistol-whipped a guy he saw kissing his wife.
But that charge was dropped. The concealed weapon charge, meanwhile, could net him 5 years behind bars, and the felony record that comes with it will undoubtedly sell more CDs. His lawyer says he'll ask for probation with no jail time when they go back to court in April. Meantime, he'll perform at the Grammys next week with Elton John.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
Okay, one last story, Buzz. We gotta go. They're looking into whether or not Puffy's Peeps have been jury rigging in his bribery and guns trial in New York.
Puffy's Peeps.
I like hearing
you say Puffy's Peeps.
I want to focus on this. At the Combs trial in New York, a driver has testified that Puffy didn't know how to open the secret compartment in his SUV that was allegedly designed to hold guns. The driver says it takes a series of complex maneuvers to open the compartment under the dashboard. First, you have to turn on the ignition, and then the radio. Then you have to turn the rear temperature controls counterclockwise and put the rear window defogger on. Then a special light would come on, and a button could be pushed from the driver's seat to open the compartment hydraulically.
James Bondish, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
The driver says the only person other than himself who knows how to open the compartment is the head of Combs' security team.
All right, and we thank you. But, you know, we should comment on that entire thing that Buzz just read on tomorrow's show.
Very
hey,
good.
Man, now we got to get out of here, and time for a call 100 with a prize package selected especially for you. Be the 100th person to call right now at 877-365-3636.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Pretty soon we cut the chit-chat, a-hole. Pretty soon we cut the chit-chat, a-hole.
Right. Oh, what the hell? Play it again. What do I care?
World champion Lucy Juicer.
Right.
Don and Mike.
Oh, Robbie.
Yeah.
I want to play it again now. So as you indicate, it was something I did on purpose. And not a mistake.
Pretty soon we cut the chit-chat a-hole.
Uh-huh.
How does that keep happening?
Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, Sacramento Kings forward Chris Webber will miss tomorrow's game at Portland because of a sprained left ankle. The Kings say today's x-rays show no broken bones, though. Webber's status will be reevaluated every day. Steve Webb got hurt in last night's game at Utah. The head coach of the Washington Redskins says Jeff George will likely be the starting quarterback next season. Marty Schottenheimer says he believes that George can adapt his strong-arm downfield game to suit the coach's short-pass offense.
How does Bill Einsteiger feel about it?
And Schottenheimer says he has no plans to pursue a big-name quarterback to compete with George, but that could be because of the salary cap. In fact, the Skins have till March 2nd to cut about $6 million in salaries. The Skins are raising ticket prices next year.
Way to go.
The original 5-year contracts for club seats and luxury seats run out.
I thought they just came out with some big memo saying that they're not raising ticket prices.
Not this year. Next year. As they're sending out the renewal notices, they're saying next year there's going to be an increase. The original 5-year contracts for club seats and luxury suites run out after this season. Season ticket holders found out about
really?
The increase in their renewal notices. Club seat prices will now range from $1,800 to $3,200, nearly double what they were when the stadium opened 4 years ago.
Hold on.
All right.
I saw my wife filling out our Redskins season ticket renewal just today.
What are you on?
Hold on. Let me talk to Mama, please.
All right.
Mamo. Because I got to think if they were increasing it, she would say something to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she already complains about the amount.
Hello.
Hey, honey?
Yes, my boo-boo.
Hey, when you were filling out that thing for our Redskins season tickets?
Yeah?
Are they increasing the price next year?
I didn't know. I don't know. But they said they weren't.
I know they said they weren't.
They said they weren't. They were just asking for the money earlier. And the only little additional thing is, of course, they automatically assume you want the tickets FedEx to you.
Well, now Buzz says that there's something in the fine print that says
next
year.
Not this season, but
next season that they're like doubling the price.
And I don't, that's my problem with life. I don't read the fine print. Let me look and see if I can see it.
All right, well, real fast.
They're not doubling. I think it's just 150%. That's all.
No, doubled since the stadium opened 4 years ago.
Oh, right. You got the letter there real fast, honey?
No, I don't.
All right. Thank you.
Sorry.
All right. Love you.
Wait a minute.
I think if you're going to err on the side of one thing, it would be the ticket prices.
Okay. Here, I have the letter.
All right.
Not the letter. I have the bill, and it doesn't tell me that.
Yeah, because they sent out a letter.
Mm-hmm.
I know I saw the letter. It said, you know, congratulations. You know, once again, you've been chosen to pay, you know, a ridiculous amount of money for your Redskins season ticket.
The letter is right out here in the garbage. Wait a minute.
I got to go pretty soon.
You can go now if you got to go.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Bye.
Bye.
No. I'm talking to Mike.
Thank you.
I still understand. I'm talking to Mike.
Goodbye, Mike. Happy Valentine's Day.
He didn't buy Laura a present, so he's got to get out to dinner.
Well, that's important. It was a hot day tonight.
Honey?
I think...
She hang up?
I think she must have thought...
Well, no.
You meant her.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeesh.
Yeah, we're not doing anything tonight.
I think she was on her way out to the trash to look for that letter.
And I'm pissed because Temptation Island's not on.
Well,
yeah,
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to Mike.
Oh, all right. Well,
Mike wanted to go. He's going to be late for dinner.
Oh, all right. Well, I don't mind spending Valentine's Day rooting through the garbage. I'll go back.
Oh, come on. Your Valentine's Day hadn't been so bad.
No. Okay, here's the letter.
Okay.
All right, it says, head coach Marty Schottenheimer is beginning a new era for your Washington.
All right, just scan down and see if they say they're going to be charging us more next year.
The organization has a laser focus to deliver strong performance. please review your invoice carefully. If you have any questions, please be certain your payment arrives at FedEx ticket on time. Get ready for a new era. There's nothing about it's going to go up.
Hmm. Oh, okay. Huh. All right, thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
All right, love you.
Love you, too. Bye.
All right, bye.
Maybe that just went out in the more recent notices that they sent out.
I don't know. No reason that you would really have to know that now. They might let you find the good news out later.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay.
Like here. Throw at the head, sit on the bench. Major League Baseball is telling its umps to act quickly when they see pitchers deliberately throwing the ball at batters' heads. No more warnings. The league says a throw at the head is good for an immediate benching. It says a deliberate throw to the body can still result in either a warning or a benching. And finally, an Australian man, this is a good romantic Valentine's Day story, an Australian man has married his TV. 42-year-old Mitch Hallin of Melbourne is twice divorced, and he has given up on women.
I've given it some thought. Hello, Mitsubishi.
So Mitch found a priest who was willing to hook him up to his widescreen TV, not that size really matters.
Hope he doesn't run out of input.
I hate when that happens. Mitch promised to love, honor, and obey, saying, my TV gives me countless hours of pleasure without fussing or fighting. My telly's the best companion I ever had. This is one wife who won't nag me.
Robin Fairfold nodding our heads and we ain't kidding.
Quoting one of the wedding guests, it was crazy but emotional. Mitch loves that TV.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
And thank you to all of the girls and Mr. Perfect who came down to the contest today.
Oh, yeah.
Also, thank you very much to the Palm Restaurant in D.C. They're on their way there now. We'll have a full report on the date tomorrow.
Good.
Thank you to Wrestler Mankind.
Great.
WWF SmackDown has been added here in D.C. Tuesday, March 6th. 7:30 p.m. Limited tickets are still available. Go to Ticketmaster.com or call 202-432-SEAC. And Rob is right. I should have asked him about the WWF dental plan. I didn't have the balls. I mean, he was missing two front teeth with the guy was in here. He was all right. Yeah, but he was a good guest.
He was.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Yes, you are. And what's your name?
Mary McAlevey.
Hi, Mary. Listen, for Valentine's Day, you want a lobster graham delivery of two Maine lobsters, courtesy of Lobster Graham.
All right.
Check out www.livelob.com for a complete description of lobster graham delivery available. They make great gourmet gifts for everyone. It's a good meal. Mike's had them and told me that they're great.
They are great.
Sounds wonderful.
You have a great Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Thank you. Hold on a second, please. We'll be back tomorrow with the all-new episode. We'll see you then. Tonight, look for pictures of some of the contestants from the blind date on 1067WJFK.com.
Right.
We're working on that right now. Thank you and good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike. Going 100 miles an hour down the road now to
drive carefully.
Try to get to his wife on time. And, yeah, tomorrow we'll hear the tape of Mike taking my checks to the bank.
Oh, good.
Where I wrote in the memo pad for Bloody Butt Sack.
I remember.
That's on tomorrow's episode. So that's it. Rob?
That's Don.
Throw your hat in the air, please, just like Sydney. I heard more.
You might just make it after all.
Oh, he missed his own mouth.
I hit it every time. I never leave the house.
Meow, we will see ye tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number one.